This is a WCLT sports presentation.
Here he goes.
It's time for the high school football game of the week.
He's got a man open.
On K98.7.
High school.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Lickie Memorial Health Systems, KSEP's Auto Body and Service Center, Lashley Tractor Sales, Mike's Roofing, and Win Waste Innovations.
Touchdown.
This is high school football on K98.7.
From Walter J. Hodges Stadium, it's the high school football game of the week on K98.7 as we start LCL Buckeye play with the Granville Blue Aces playing host to the Warriors of Watkins Memorial. Hi, everybody. Brian Mays, Garrett Wando. Well, anyone within this area knows we've had quite the deluge of rain and wind today from Hurricane Helene. It has started to temper off a little bit, but wind probably will still be a factor as we move forward in this football game. But Garrett, here we are with two teams in opposite directions right now. Granville unbeaten after five contests. Watkins Memorial looking for their first win of the 2024 campaign. But when you start lead play, all bets are off.
Yeah, and especially with weather like this, I feel like this is like prime time upset weather here, especially for high school football. And like you said, the rain's lightened up, but there's still going to be some heavy wind gusts and whatnot. So I think, you know, those winds continue throughout this game. That's certainly going to affect not only special teams, but the ability for these teams to throw the football. So, you know, depending on how much the wind does play a factor in this one, definitely to keep our eye on that one. But yeah, Granville coming in, business as usual. This is their fourth straight 5-0 start. And for Watkins, this is their worst start I've seen for them, dating back, you know, even past 2004. So very uncharacteristic for the Warriors, you know, to start out 0-5. And, you know, this is still a very talented team. You can't, you know, look past them just because they're 0-5. Granville knows that, you know, they're very familiar with this Watkins team. They're very familiar with a lot of these players on this team. And then, too, I'm sure the weather is just going to keep them in check even more. But Granville definitely needs to come in and not overlook this Watkins Memorial team that I'm sure is very hungry to get their first win of the season.
Last week, Granville was on the road and defeated the Utica Redskins 44-0, their first shutout of the season. And Watkins, at home with homecoming, lost a heartbreaker to Johnstown, 28-21. They trailed throughout that entire contest, had a chance to maybe move in and chance to score and tie that football game up, but a fumble late cost them that victory. If you look, though, at we talked about strength of schedule and things like that. Granville being 5-0, right now the record of their opponents is 7-18, and for Watkins, flip the script, 18-7. So they have really played a very difficult schedule.
Yeah, and I think the thing is for Watkins, their main struggle is just putting points on the board, right? They have not been able to put more than 21 points on the board throughout their five matchups, at just averaging 12 points per game. Their defense has been able to try to keep them in games. It's just their offense, from what I've heard, it just seems like their offensive line's been having trouble, you know, getting holes open for their running backs and buying protection for their quarterback. So, but yeah, strength of schedule, obviously. Very, very different sides of the spectrum here. And obviously, you know, just looking forward to for this game, if Granville's able to win, you know, defeating a Watkins team that is better than what their schedule is going to indicate, you know, if 0-5, 0-6. It's just not going to, you know, help them out, though, much with points.
And you mentioned that, and second half of the season, you start looking at those computer points, and right now Granville in, a lot of people think, and I agree, the toughest region in the state, whatever division you're talking about, which is Division 3, Region 11. They are currently fifth in that playoff run, and of course, top 8 seed would get to have the opportunity to have two home playoff games, but you talk about the Watkins game tonight, and then you move forward with Licking Heights next week, a team that has two wins. Then you have Licking Valley, which is a huge league and playoff game. And then you end with Mount Vernon and Zanesville with combined just one victory. So you can't afford a slip-up if you want some home games.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they're going to have to definitely run the table and go undefeated if they want any chance of hosting those first two playoff games. And, you know, I mean, it's not their fault. You know, usually I feel like, you know, in the past years, their schedule, you know, Watkins is, like we said, Watkins is usually very, has a very good schedule. You know, they're coming off an 8-4 season. They were actually 6-0 on the road last year. in their games. And, yeah, you know, Watkins is usually very solid, so they're just having an uncharacteristically bad season. So that's just, you know, kind of unfortunate for both Granville and Watkins. That doesn't really play into their favor. But, yeah, looking forward, you know, Granville, I'd say really this game and that game against Heights and Valley, those are the biggest games going forward and the toughest games that this Blue Aces team is going to have to face.
Homecoming at Walter J. Hodges Stadium tonight, and the Blue Aces and Warriors would get battled very, very shortly. But we'll continue our pregame show next with hearing from both head coaches, starting with Watkins head coach Darren Waters. That's next as you're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Linden Lighting and Supply strives to be the area's leading provider of lighting and electrical products. When you're building or remodeling, commercial or residential, Linden Lighting and Supply has the fixtures, the fittings, and the materials to get every task completed. And if you need some help, their experts are standing by. They can even arrange home visits to see how your project is coming along. Linden Lighting and Supply, 200 West Monroe Street in Zanesville. LindenLighting.com. Good luck to all the area teams.
Turn your trash into a win with Win Waste Innovations. With Win Waste Innovations as your trash and recycling provider, your garbage will be handled locally, reliably, and sustainably at every step. Building on the legacy of Waste Away and Adkins Disposal, our team in Heath delivers custom waste solutions for homes and businesses across Central Ohio, all backed by 7-day-a-week customer service. Visit win-waste.com or call 1-866-WIN-WASTE.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lickie Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
Well, Coach, as we hit the halfway point and get ready to start the LCL Buckeye standpoint of things, obviously you would like a few more victories and still looking for that first one in 2024. But just talk about, you know, how you're feeling about the ball club and the mood of the ball club as you get ready to start the second half of the season.
Yeah, I think despite the adversity we've been facing as we move through the first half of the season, our kids have remained positive. They've kept their eyes on the idea that we need to just make sure that we're showing weekly improvements. And I think we've done that, and they understand there's a lot of football still to be played and a lot of things that we can still accomplish.
Also, let's also be perfectly clear, you've had a gauntlet of a schedule to start this season. I mean, there has been no cupcake whatsoever. You're playing some teams that have improved greatly or, you know, have strong programs. So you've been seeing the best of the best the first 5 weeks.
Oh, yeah. You know, our scheduling was very intentional because when we get into the postseason, we want to be able to perform at the best level possible. We think seeing some of the opponents we're seeing earlier in the season helps prepare us for that. And it also prepares us for some of the teams that we have on our league schedule. You know, and I think when you look at some of the programs we schedule on the front end, those are obviously programs that we're striving to be and need to be able to compete with.
And also, you've had the injury bug bite you a little bit as well. How healthy are you going into tonight's game?
The injury bug seems to still be hanging around. You know, we're hoping that we get over this hump as we continue to move forward. But I think that's something that all football teams deal with as you go through a season. And it's just the amount of how many of those you have to deal with. But ultimately, it's our job to adapt and be the things we can do based on the personnel we have available to put ourselves in the best position for success.
We know physicality and line play is always going to be crucial in every game, but can you also talk about how Drew has gotten better in the quarterback role? And obviously he's getting back from an injury he suffered a couple of weeks ago, but how do you feel his leadership along with his play has improved this year?
Well, I think if you look what he did last season, obviously there's a lot of skill there, you know, and I think this season, some of the changes that we've done offensively, I think he's taken to that really well. He understands what we're asking him to do within the offense. And, you know, through meeting with him and what we've seen in practice, I think not just Drew, but I think that the group is continuing to improve, and he's a big part of that.
It doesn't get any easier. You're facing a Granville team that seems to be rolling on all cylinders right now. any one or two areas that either really impresses you or you really need to focus on tonight against the Blue Aces?
I think one of the things when you play Granville, like many of the teams on our schedule still to come, they're a disciplined, well-coached football team, and I don't think you can do things to hurt yourself. The other thing is when you have opportunities offensively, you need to take care of those opportunities, try to capitalize on them. And I think defensively, you know, to some degree, maybe you've got to give them some looks that they're not used to seeing. You've got to make sure that you rally to the football. And you limit their big plays, because I think they've had a lot of success that's come off big plays this year.
And last question, obviously it affects both ball clubs, but it'll probably be the most miserable night weather-wise that we've had maybe even since last year. Is there anything that you do differently to game plan when you know it could be wet for a majority of the game, or you just let the chips fall where they may?
Yeah, the weather looks great for two teams that like to throw the ball around a little bit, doesn't it? You know, and I think you try to make adjustments. Obviously, we're going to monitor the weather as we continue to move, you know, to kickoff time. And, you know, it looks like the second half might be a little better than the first half. But, you know, depending on the wind, because it looks like the wind gusts are going to be pretty substantial this evening. And the rain, you know, you might have to switch your ratio as far as what you are or want to be run to pass. But you still have to be able to take advantage of what you feel the defense has given you, and I think that's true for both teams.
Coach, appreciate your time as always. Thanks so much. Good luck against the Aces tonight.
Oh, thank you very much.
Coach, hard to believe, but we're already halfway through the regular season, unbeaten at 5-0. Just a quick synopsis on how you think the season has gone for the Blue Aces so far.
Well, I'm good. You know, we've got a lot of players, a lot of reps. We've done some good things, and just working on ourselves and doing the things that we need to do to continue to improve and work our process of daily wins, you know, dailies and moments. And you're doing a great job in the weight room and doing a great job with our speed stuff and trying to keep us healthy, trying to have healthy, happy athletes is what our goal is from our strength coach, Coach Left, and myself, is just trying to make sure that, you know, we're still playing the same guys. They're trying to play week one and week 10, to, you know, and so on and past that. So just trying to keep those kids really motivated, go play on Friday night and make sure they're very prepared. So I think they're doing a good job of it.
Would you say it's kind of been a business-like attitude with this bunch, not getting too high or too low and just knowing what they need to do each week? You talked about it, winning daily and in practice and getting ready for Friday nights, but just kind of having that business-like approach, getting ready for each game?
Yeah, it could turn into, you know, every team has its highs and lows, you know, and all those, you know, rivalry games and games that, you know, you might think kids get up for. But now, you know, now we're entering in the league play, and, you know, it's going to be tough here on out, but, you know, I thought the first 5 weeks, they kind of helped us, you know, with a new staff and some new guys in there and some new players in different positions, that it helped us mold us into a team that I think we are now, and hopefully made us a little better, and got a lot of success doing some stuff. And we also had some failures. We had to, had to look on stuff, you know, play in and play out. We always execute all the way that we wanted to, but our kids are taking coaching. We're able to take coaching on the field and watching the video replay stuff on the field, and also taking coaching on Saturday mornings and through film studying, our coach do a great job explaining stuff. So hope that continues throughout the rest of the year.
And you mentioned new players, and I was going to ask you, because we talk about sometimes coaches coming in, and obviously you had that year with the program last year before you took over as head coach. But, you know, looking at Theo and Joey coming from another program, and sometimes you have move-ins and things to that nature, what type of adjustment can that be? Or are the players just kind of eagerly looking forward to whatever they can do to help the program? Because I'm sure it's an adjustment from team to team, program to program, but how have they been able to kind of fit in on what you're trying to do?
Yeah, I think it's like that for everybody. I think it's like that if you're a freshman and you finally start to get a place at the, you know, play the plane more on a Friday night. It's an adjustment each off season. Luckily, those kids were here in the off season, developing our weight room, You know, that was a kind of like calling part for us, I guess, you know, for all those young kids and for the new kids. Just your being in the weight room coach left is a big deal. And being around us, you know, I took over not that late, but you know, around that, you know, April, March area, and just taking over from there. Those guys are always here, played other sports. They fit in well. Our kids like to do stuff together. Our kids like to, you know, they still do, you know, all the kids stuff, you know, hang out at home, to hang out with, you know, friends and all that kind of stuff. Get a good mix of kids that, you know, just like to be around football.
So you mentioned the late starts against Watkins Memorial, looking to, again, hold on to your LCL Buckeye Championship. They come in 0-5. I never want to say it's a trap game, but people would look at the records and say, well, this is a no-brainer for the Blue Aces. But as you well know, there's a lot of talent on that Warrior ball club.
You know, they did have a lot of talent. They also, they played five really good opponents, too. You know, they played, you know, Hartley team or Sheridan team. They played, you know, in years past, the teams have been really, really good and made deep runs at the playoffs, and they got really good coaches, and very good tradition. So, you know, that's kind of where we kind of match up and just, you know, talk to our kids too. You know, they're playing very, you know, very strong opponents. You know, those teams are stronger because they've won more games than probably the guys that we beat. So I think we kind of treat it that way and just let our kids know, and I think our kids will, you know, we don't take anybody lightly here, and you know, we got to go out and play.
Coach, appreciate your time as always. Good luck against the Warriors.
Hey, thank you so much.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Gate 98.7.
Carpenter's Market in Somerset, proud supporter of all area high school football teams, invites you to stop in and stock up on all the meat, deli, and dairy items you need. They're open 7 days a week and have the best selection of local produce and local beef. While you're in the store, be sure to check out their weekly specials. You'll save real money on their discounted meat boxes. They're the ideal place to stock up for the colder weather to come. Look for Carpenter's Market on Facebook and at 103 South Columbus Street in Somerset.
Hey, this is Chris from K-Steps Auto Body. With our company, you'll probably see our logo attached to a lot of sporting events or community functions and things like that. And the purpose for that is K-Steps really believes in community involvement. We can't do this on our own. We are really relying on having a good, strong community, both in Granville and Johnstown. It's super important to us. It's part of our core values. And that was instilled at an early age. We've always done that. K-Steps Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-steps.com.
K-Steps, quality you can trust.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on Kate 98.7.
Walter J. Hodges Stadium as we get ready for the Granville Blue Aces and the Watkins Memorial Warriors. Let's pause for station identification as you're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
A little bit of a later start tonight because of homecoming here at Granville, but we are getting set 4 football here shortly. The rain has basically, for the most part, stopped, and we think at worst it'll be intermittent throughout the rest of the game, but nothing as what we saw right before pregame festivities, as it was really coming down along with the wind. But the wind is going to stay, and I don't see, Garrett, how it would not be a factor tonight with both teams. And that's just, you know, you go back to wind or no wind. If you want to establish the run to set up the pass or vice versa, the run game's going to play a role tonight.
Yeah, both these teams are going to, you know, definitely going to have to rely on the run more than what they're expecting to heading into this game. So, you know, you're looking at both these quarterbacks. You know, Beckett Long for Granville, you know, he's absolute stud. Last year threw for 257 yards, 2 touchdowns in this game, had a big factor in it. And then Drew Samsel for Watkins Memorial. So both those guys aren't going to have as big of an impact in this game probably as originally intended, just because of the wind. You know, when you're throwing downfield, the wind just, you know, picks up. It's going to, even if it is an accurate ball thrown by the quarterback, the wind's going to carry it. So I just expect, you know, maybe some short passes here and there, but primarily it's just going to be a ground and pound, you know, old school style of just run the football for both of these teams. So offensive line and defensive line is going to be a huge factor in this game.
Granville won the toss and deferred, so Watkins will get the ball to start this contest tonight. This has really been a one-sided rivalry over the last few years. Granville has won 8 straight in this matchup and 9 out of the last 10. And last year on the road, winning 31-6 at the end of the season in a game where they were banged up and Kyle Kirby didn't play, and Jackson Peltzer broke his leg in that football game. But they came out with a drive to start that ball game, just dinking and dunking down the field with short little passes went in, and I think it made a statement. So that's my question to you for this opening drive for Watkins. I think they need a real positive drive to start this ball game, just to get some good vibes going.
Yeah, absolutely. Too, you know, they had a, you know, heartbreaking loss last week to Johnstown too, but you know, you just need to put this whole season in the rearview mirror. You know, a win here against Granville can kind of revive your season going forward. You know, you're entering the second half of the season, it's a much easier schedule than the first half. And, you know, picking up a win here, I mean, there's a good chance then you could, you know, still finish the season possibly 5-5 and you can win out.
Bodie Shopes will kick it off for Granville as we are set to kick off LCL Buckeye action here at Walter J. Hodges Stadium. Kick is underway. Line drive end over end that will go into the end zone for a touchback, and Watkins will start at the 20-yard line. So here comes Drew Samsel and the Warriors offense, who got it going a little bit more last week against Johnstown. We're able to get a couple on the board and had a huge return on the kickoff by Jaden Ricketts, who Ohio State is looking at and has made an offer to the Speedster. So we'll see what the Warriors try to do offensively here, trying to get healthy, just trying to make a run for this second half of the season after seasons of 9-3 and 8-4 last year under Coach Waters, who came from Licking Heights 4 years ago after getting 100 wins as the head coach of the Hornets. So definitely a surprise start to this 2024 campaign for Watkins. Samsa will be in the gun to start at 1st and 10 on the 20. And he will look to throw, and it's a quick out, and there's Ricketts making the catch, and he will struggle forward, but a pretty good pickup on first down across the 25.
Yeah, and that's what they're going to have to do. You know, Jane Ricketts, probably the most talented player on this Watkins team, like you said. He's got an offer from Ohio State already. He's just a junior. You know, he's class of 2026. He's a big guy, listed 6'2", 195. I'd say, you know, whether throwing, you know, getting him involved in the running game, just try to get the ball in your best playmaker's hands as often as possible offensively.
Second down and 4 from the 26. And Samsel will hand it off, and nothing doing on that play as it will be hit in the backfield for a loss. Theo Talbot back there, and we're going to call, I think, Theo's name quite a bit on offense and defense tonight. He loses 2 on that play on the handoff to Graham Smith.
Yeah, Theo Talbot, one of the new additions to this Granville team, transferring in from Newark Catholic. Yeah, he's a beast at linebacker. He's also a great running back, too, for this Granville team. And like you said, comes in first year, already a huge impact.
So now it's 3rd and 6 after the negative 2 yards on that first rushing attempt for Watkins. Samsel, quick throw, and it's going to be short and incomplete, looking for John Apel. So we were looking for a see if a positive drive. Instead, it ends up being a 3-and-out and real positive for the Granville defense.
Yeah, and, you know, it started off decent with that wide receiver screen, picked up a nice game, but then the run up the middle, run into a brick wall with that Granville defensive line, and then you set up a 3rd and passing situation in this weather, you know, with the wind. It's going to be hard to pick up, you know, those 3rd and 5 pluses.
JoJo Tolliver set to punt it inside the 12-yard line for Watkins, and he will get it away. Good high kick. And a fair catch called by Jacob Culver at the Granville 42-yard line. So good field position for the Blue Aces on their opening drive to start this ball game with 11:06 remaining in this opening stanza. Blue Aces offense, which has been rolling for several years, continually doing that, had 71 against Washington Courthouse 2 weeks ago and fired up 44 last week against Utica.
Yeah, Blue Aces averaging 48 points per game. You know, and I feel like Granville's a team that, you know, they don't necessarily need to put up 71 to prove how good they are. They've been here. They've been a very elite team for several years now. For people that have known and watched them.
Beckett Long is the quarterback, and he will fake handoff and throw a nearly intercepted. Cooper Hunt read that play beautifully, knocks it down 2nd and 10. If he picks that off, it's a house call.
Yeah, rare mistake that time by the senior quarterback, Long. Looked like it was a run-pass option that time, and he just made the wrong read. And, yeah, fortunate that one just fell harmlessly to the turf.
Long coming in with 934 yards, so 66 away from 1,000 yards through the air so far for Granville. 2nd and 10, and it's a high snap, and it'll go all the way back inside the 25-yard line. Long will pick it up there and be knocked out of bounds short of the 30, but a huge change right here in field position, as it will be 3rd and close to 20, maybe even more than that, for Granville on this play.
Yeah, a little uncharacteristic for the Blue Aces on their first two drives offensively. Just looking a little out of sorts, a little sloppy, you know, for this well-oiled machine.
Wet ball, you think, on that? I mean, it was way over his head.
I don't know. It was 5 yards over his head. I mean, it was, must be.
3rd and 23 now for Granville, back to the 30. And I think we're going to have motion against the Blue Aces. It will be. So a near interception, a high snap, and now motion against Granville. Push it back to the 25-yard line and make it 3rd and 28.
Yeah, this is kind of a, now you put yourself in such a deep hole here, kind of just having to maybe pick up what you can here on 3rd down just to try to give your punter some more room here and just get better field position set up for your defense. You just don't want to be making any mistakes at this point on 3rd down.
And we've got another flag. This might be encroachment against Watkins. Nope, it's going to go on Granville moving up front. So, my goodness, they're going to have a talk with Coach Hinton, not happy with the way this has started. So back to the 20-yard line, and 10 minutes and 57 seconds in, we're already at the country mile, Garrett.
Yep.
We have hit it. Granville started this drive at their 43, now at their 20. Beckett to throw. Good pressure over the middle, and nearly caught, nearly intercepted, but it falls harmlessly to the turf, looking for Kyle Kirby across the middle, and it's 4th down, and Granville will have to punt. So if Watkins needed any life after their 3-and-out,
yeah,
they just got it.
Yeah, that was just that's one of the worst drives I've seen from Granville in quite some time. I mean, it was just mainly self-induced. I mean, yeah, 2 false starts and the high snap, that's what sets you up. And then, 2, the almost interception on the 1st down play. So, yeah, Watkins catching a big break here, and they'll be set up probably with good field position.
See what the wind does with this punt. Ricketts back at his 45. Here they come, and it's off the side of the foot and way out of bounds. We'll see where they mark it. And he is marching down inside the Granville 40 down to the 35-yard line. So Watkins will have great field position at the 35-yard line after a 15-yard punt. And it was Wynn aided in that, but I also think mentally he was worried about the Wynn doing damage with that punt. So here comes Watkins in a scoreless ball game in this first quarter with a golden opportunity on possession number two.
Yeah, if you're Watkins, you got to try to you really have to cash in here. I think, you know, great field position, probably best field position you're going to get all night. It's basically like you did get that interception there on the opening play.
Samso to throw, and it's again a short pass looking for Ricketts outside. He's short hopped a couple of receivers, and it's second down and 10. I think you're in four down territory here too.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, unless you take a big loss here, this is most likely four down territory. But yeah, obviously, you know, they're trying to get Ricketts involved here. You know, like you said, he's their star here on offense. You just need to find a way to get some, you know, put the ball in his hands. We've seen him now. It's the second time they try to hook up with him on the wide receiver screen.
Two wideouts to the far side, one to the near, and back goes in motion. Samson will look that way. He'll throw it over to Apel, but great pursuit. But he breaks a couple of tackles and will just be able to get back to the line of scrimmage, if that. Granville read that play well, but John Apel using his athletic ability just to even make it a third. And where they're going to say, actually, he lost two on that play. So third and 12 for Watkins. Now back to the Granville 37.
Yeah, that was a play that was blown up once again by the Blue Aces. Fortunate they had it. This isn't more like third and 16.
Samso in the gun, trips here to the near side, looks to throw, will roll right, scrambling. Now he will throw deep, looking for Ricketts, but it's going to be over his head, and a very late flag comes in. I mean, real late on that. Coach Hinton's wondering what the deal is. It's definitely going to be, I would think, pass interference on the defense. We'll see what they call.
Yeah, I mean,
wow.
I think,
yes,
yeah.
Pass interference against Granville, and the home fans are not happy. And I got to say, I think I agree.
Yeah.
The ball was thrown deep, and it was over both Ricketts and the defender's head, and Ricketts went to go get it. Now, he was impeded.
Right.
He was by the defensive back, but he's not catching that ball.
Right, yeah. I mean, that's the classic, you know, the ball wasn't catchable, but I feel like that's rarely kind of enforced, you know, that's
unless Kansas City is playing.
Right, there you go. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, Ricketts kind of just, you know, fooled the defender that time with his eyes, you know, acting like the ball was close to the, and kind of going up for it, which is what warranted the flag.
So after the PI, Watkins first and 10 at the Granville 22. Samson to throw again. Quick out, and the catch is made. Nope, they're going to say it was dropped on the far side. Incomplete pass, so second down and 10. Well, they've gotten a couple of breaks here, and like you said, you've got to take advantage of it. You have to.
Yeah, I mean, after that pass interference, yeah, you're set up now just outside the red zone here. I mean, the key, I think, for Watkins is just picking up some positive plays without involving Ricketts, because that's the only time, you know, besides the screening the penalty.
Here's a handoff and nowhere to go, so they've tried running it a couple of times, and the answer is not going to work against that Granville front defensive wall. So it's third and 11, so they just had a third and 12 and got a pass interference. Now you're third and 11 from the 23, and with this wind, I don't know that you're in field goal range at this point. I think you've got to get a few more yards. The wind, it's kind of growing across the field, but probably a little bit in Watkins' back at the moment. So third and 11 from the Granville 24, and now we're going to have motion against Watkins. So now they're going backwards, and it will be third and 16 from the 29. Well?
Yeah, I mean, I would probably just, at this point, you know, you got to hope the wind isn't blowing, right, like it is now when you're dropping back to throw up your Watkins. And I would just have some try to get Ricketts in one-on-one, throw it up to him, try to draw a flag, or just see if he can burn his defender. Because, I mean, that's really, so far, I know it's early in this game here for Watkins, but that's been the only thing that's shown any sort of positive play here.
Third and long, Samson will throw. It's a quick out. And making the catch is Apel, and he is drilled by Talbot. So nothing doing on that. Granville knows it's just going to try to be the short passing attack, and they have been ready for it. So it is now fourth down and 16. As basically no gain right there. So we'll see what... I mean, you truly are with this wind in no man's land right now. You really are. So we'll see what... I think the offense will stay out on the field, and they will go for it, which I don't know that you have really any other option.
Yeah, I mean... You know, you could pooch it and try to get it down inside the 10, but, I mean, it probably really isn't worth the risk.
They are going for it, Samson. Samson to throw, looking over the middle, and, boy, he had a man, but the pass was short once again and a turnover on downs. Looked like breaking free was Donovan Shepherd, who looked like he had a step on the Granville defense, but the pass falls incomplete. So Granville dodges a bullet, no question about that. Maybe two bullets after the punt and then the pass interference, and they will start back over now at their 27-yard line with 8:21 remains in this first quarter, and we are scoreless with Watkins and the Blue Aces.
Yeah, we'll see how this Granville offense can respond. They had a pretty sloppy drive their first time out, going backwards rather than forwards.
First and 10, Beckett Long in the gun, and he will keep it, break one tackle, but not a second tackle, and will lose a couple of yards on that first down pickup.
Yeah.
So both defenses in the trenches right now, didn't have done.
Yeah, and it looked like, too, it was kind of maybe a miscommunication between him and Talbot kind of in the backfield. But, yeah, both these defensive lines, they know the game plans that for the offenses are going to be running the ball primarily, and so far both of them have held up their end of the deal. And, yeah, both these offenses, besides the penalty, I think they've gone backwards.
Long will keep it again. This time he's got a big hole, gets across the 30, and will make it third and manageable as he gets to the 34-yard line.
And that's a big run that time by Long because, yeah, it sets up, you know, third and manageable. So you're able to open up the playbook a little bit here on third down. You could try a short pass. You could run the ball here, but you're not in that third and long, obvious passing situation in this wind.
Third and a long three. Give him 10 on that pickup. Talbot goes to his right shoulder and will get the handoff and push forward, but I think he's going to be a bit short.
Yeah, we'll see what the spot. I thought he was short, too. I think he's going to be about a yard short.
Official stop play. They are, I think they said first down.
Well,
one did.
Marker's clearly a yard short.
Yeah.
So.
But he was given this... We don't actually have a measurement for the first time in 2024.
I think so.
How about that? So, I think he's a little short.
I mean, yeah, unless the chain gang was lined up wrong.
Well, they are out on the field now.
And it looks like maybe it is a first.
It's right there, and here it goes. It is a first down. So, Theo Talbot needed three, and he got three, just barely.
Yeah.
So, up to the 37-yard line, it's a first down, Blue Aces. And all three of those running plays, a couple by Beckett, and then Theo Talbot gets the three-yard pickup on first down. So, this drive stays aligned with 6:57 in this opening stanza. We are scoreless. At Granville, Blue Aces and the Warriors in an LCL Buckeye matchup. Three wideouts with two to the near side and one to the far side, and Long will keep it again. Big hole up the middle, 45 midfield into Watkins territory, and a first down for Granville.
Yeah, it seems like that offensive line's starting to settle in here for the Blue Aces. Yeah, Long's starting to find some holes up the middle. And, yeah, showing off his dual threat ability, which he probably hasn't had to do too much so far this season. But in games like this where the weather, you know, can be unpredictable and throwing the football, it's always a luxury to have a quarterback like Beckett Long.
It'll be officially at Watkins' 49-yard line, first and 10 there for the Blue Aces. Here's a pitch to Talbot on the right side. He's got a big hole, 45-40, and will be close to another first down as all of a sudden the line getting a surge on these last two running plays, and they will say 10 yards first down.
Yeah, Granville offensive line, I feel like it's kind of an underrated part of the team that we just usually don't touch on too much just because all the playmakers that they usually have, but you know, all this stuff hasn't been possible without this play from this offensive line, not only this season, but in the past several seasons for Granville.
Now at the Warrior 39-yard line, first and 10 there for Granville. Talbot on the left of Beckett Long. He will look to throw this time. Fires, and the catch is made by one of his favorites. I'd probably say his favorite hookup, and that is Nicole Terrible. And might be about a yard shy of a first down, a couple yards shy, but a good pickup on first down. They know how to get into the end zone, those two, as we saw a few weeks ago.
Yeah, what was it, three touchdowns?
Four
touchdowns against Johnstown. Four touch interceptions. So, yeah, he's the you got to pay attention for at Terrible when they get inside the red zone. That's definitely Long's go-to guy.
He had one last week as well against Utica. Second down and three. Here's Talbot, and he will take the scrum forward to about the first down marker, maybe be a yard short there at the 30, so it will be third and one.
Yeah, probably just looking at another run up the middle here with Talbot, or read option, some sort of designed run, maybe RPO here on third and short. But, yeah, good situation here for Granville and probably four down territory even if they don't pick this up.
Third and one. Long gets a low snap. He's able to pick it up, and we'll get the first down. Puts his head down and gets inside the 25-yard line to about the 22, and it's a first down after an 8-yard pickup.
Yeah, another bad snap, but fortunately, you know, you'd rather it be short than long, I'd say, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, Long was able to recover that one fairly easily, and yeah, just able to run up the middle for a nice first down pickup.
So this drive, all being done on the ground but one play, and it's at Watkins' 22-yard line, first and 10 there for the Blue Aces, looking to crack the scoreboard first tonight. Long, one-handed catch on that throw, and he's looking long for Terrible. Incomplete, let him a little bit too much, and it's incomplete.
Yeah,
but that's the third snap, a little dicey.
Yeah, he had to bring that one in one-handed, which I think kind of probably threw off his accuracy when trying to let that one go. But yeah, he had Terrible. Terrible beat his defender. He had him in the end zone, but Long just let him a little too much that time.
Second down and 10 now for the Blue Aces at Watkins' 22-yard line. 10th play of this drive, which started back at the Blue Aces' 27-yard line. Play clock is down to 3. Long gets the snap. Hand off to Talbot and back to the line and a little bit past it, but not much, meaning a third and long here for Granville.
Yeah, and this is probably four down territory, too, with the wind. Probably wouldn't want to put my field goal kicker out there, but so you could do another rushing play here if you would like, or maybe do another short design pass. Granville has shown that they are kind of comfortable passing it short distances so far in this weather. It's just kind of syncing the time up.
Well, a hard count made a third and 10 become a third and 5. As penalty comes in, it's offside against Watkins. So now exactly what you said you can do here, run into football or whatever you want, knowing you've got two downs to get it.
Yeah, just a mental mistake that time by the Warriors. You hate to get a penalty in a situation like that because you had Granville right where you wanted, third and long, obvious passing situation. You're going to make it really hard on him now. You just kind of bailed him out, and, yeah, you opened up the playbook for him.
Third and five from the 17. Long tries it again. This time Watkins does not bite. And now the real play comes in. Talbot is on the right shoulder of Long on this third and five. Beckett to throw, fires, and it's intercepted inside the 10-yard line and picked off by Ricketts. He turns on the motors and gets across the 30-yard line. 3:17 remains in this first quarter. No score. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Do you come home to find your trash thrown all over the ground, driveway, or yard? Or are you just tired of paying too much just to get rid of your trash? Call Shackelford's Disposal today, offering a weekly residential trash service at honest and fair pricing. Shackelford's also offers commercial.
So we'll redo it as the extra point was blocked. And a little bit of change with the wind that time. Samson went through it and just perfectly thrown ball, and April just had to catch it in the end zone. Now, do you go for two because it's moved up, or you still want to go extra point here?
I mean, it depends how confident you are in your kicking game, too. But I'd probably just go for two with the wind. I mean, it is clearly a factor here in both passing and throwing, or passing and kicking, but
looks like they will go for the traditional point after. But Granville really got through there that time. See what happens here. High snap, kick on the way. It is up. And it is no good. 10:24 left, second quarter. Watkins leads it 6-0. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
It's time to ride. This is Jeff from the toy store in Thornville. Come see us for savings of up to $3,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides and $1,500 savings on Polaris Sportsman models. Financing special is up to 5.99% for 84 months for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the toy store or at PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family owned and operated for over 20 years. Choose us as your hometown dealer for your next outdoor adventure, and we'll see you on the trails.
Attention, veterans and families in the Pataskala area. The Licking County Veterans Service Commission is proud to announce a new way to serve you better. A remote office right in your neighborhood at the BMV in Pataskala is now open. On Tuesdays and Wednesdays, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., we are here for you. I'm Adam Reed, a dedicated expert with 7 years of experience at the Licking County Veterans Service Commission, ready to help you with your compensation, pension claims, and solving any other concerns you may have. Reach us today by calling 740-670-5430 at the Licking County Veterans Service Commission.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on Kate 98.7.
Kickoff is returned by Granville, but short of the 20-yard line. So that was a 55-yard drive in five plays, and really they got in the end zone potentially twice, but they really give Watkins a lot of credit. They really rebounded after the tough holding penalty and the 40-yard bomb from Samsel to April, and they're up 6-0 as the point after was no good.
Yeah, just complete different offense we saw, too, to what we saw in their previous drives. Before it was, I mean, it looked lifeless out there for their offense. Then that last drive, they picked up that big run for a first down. Then after they finally got their first down, I feel like they started gaining some momentum. And, yeah, now Granville playing from behind.
Here's the handoff to Talbot, and he gets across the 25-yard line. Good pickup on first down for Theo, leading rusher for the Blue Aces this year, coming over from Newark Catholic. Mark it at the 26 and make it second down and three.
Yeah, and I think he's going to have to just be the workhorse primarily here tonight, run the football. They've had good success with him running for the most part. Another solid gain right there on first down, making it second and short. I mean, you can air it out here if you want, but I mean, to me, I would just play it safe and just keep hammering it.
Second down and long to throw. He's looking over the middle for Kirby and let him a little bit too much, and it'll be a third down and three. I want to say, I know Johnstown had tied Granville, but I think this is the first time this year that they have been behind in a football game.
Probably.
When you average 48 points a game, you're not going to be behind too
often. Right, yeah. And you don't give up more than 14 a game. So, yeah, you're they've been dominant so far this year. But, yeah, we said, you know, Watkins, you know, this is a very talented team despite their 0-5 record. And the weather obviously isn't helping either.
Third down and short. Long will keep it. And he was hit behind the line but was able to push forward. Should be enough for a first down, and it is.
Nice job that time by Long. Just keeping it himself. That seems to be their go-to play, I feel like, in these third and short situations. It's probably just a read option or just a quarterback keep with Long. But, yeah, I mean, the passing plays ever since the interception haven't looked that great. I mean, like I said, I'm just a fan of just keeping it on the ground.
And the hard count works again for Granville as Watkins jumps off, and it'll be a five-yard mark off against that Warrior defense. So it'll be a first and five now for Granville. I think that's at least the third one.
Yeah, that's five total penalties now against the Warriors here in this first half.
So mark it up to the 34-yard line, first and five there for the Aces. 9:15 remains in the second quarter. 6-0 Watkins. Long is looking deep and leads Kirby too long that time. Pretty good coverage, though, as well. And it'll be second down and five. But no reason not to try the home run there when you got a first and five.
Yeah, I guess so. Like I said, to me, when you're running the ball so effectively and you're not throwing it, like it seems like each time they're it's just falling incomplete, right? And
yeah.
To me, like the risk isn't worth the reward, right? And I get it. You do want to probably get Kirby involved here offensively, but I'd, you know, maybe just give him the ball out the backfield, right? Maybe give Talbot a bit of a rest.
Well, they'll give it to Talbot outside the backfield, and Watkins was ready for that play. And it will be little to no pickup in a third, and we'll call it about six here on this. I think this is a huge third down right here.
Yeah, and that's why, too, I mean, you take that shot first down, it doesn't pay off. You're making this third down a little bit harder now on yourselves, or you're putting yourself in this third down to begin with. So, yeah, now you're kind of forced to pass it here. No gain, maybe a loss of one on that pitch play to Talbot. So we'll see now what Granville does. They're 3-for-5 on third downs here tonight.
Long in the gun. Talbot with him, trips to the near side. Beckett will throw, fires, and a nice catch by his main man, Terriboo, up to the 40, and that's a big first down for the Blue Aces.
Yep, just a nice catch that time by Terriboo. A little bit high, went up for it, able to toe tap inbounds and pick up just enough for the first.
It's just amazing how some quarterback wide receivers just have that feel for each other and just know what they need to do. And obviously those two are really, really in sync this season. First and 10 for Granville at the 40. Here's Long. He will hand it off to Talbot. Talbot, pretty good surge by the offensive line. Late flag comes in. He will get 2 yards, but I think this will be moved back.
That's what it's looking like. Probably be holding here against the Blue Aces, and it will be. So this will not help their offense out now. Be first and 20.
Have not seen them this out of sync, like you said, probably in 2 years.
Yeah, it's definitely a sight for sore eyes, you know, since we've done a lot of Granville games over the past couple of years, and for the most part, they've been well in control and dominated games. Sure, they've had some close ones here and there, but yeah, it's just the offense specifically tonight. Obviously, the weather isn't helping. It's kind of throwing off their game plan, but yeah, just out of sync.
First and 20. Long to throw. Fires to the near side, and nice catch that time by Jacob Culver. Used all of his fingertips to get that one. He will get up to about the 38-yard line. Coach Hinton really working the officials tonight as well.
Yeah, I think arguing his case, Culver didn't step out of bounds there, trying to pick up some yards after catch, but It will still set up second and long here. So, I mean, that's a good play there on first and 20 after that holding penalty. Picked up a good chunk of those penalty yards back, but probably going to have to try to air it out here again and make this a little more manageable of a third down.
8:01 remains in this second quarter. Second and 12, Granville at their 38, trailing 6-0 to Watkins Memorial. Long. And it's a little pass out to Talbot, but it was behind the line of scrimmage. He fumbled it, and they will lose yards on that play. So back to about the 34-yard line. So second and 12 becomes third and 16. And I don't think there was any question that was a backwards pass.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, just once again, just out of sync there on that second down play, and yeah, another loss of 4 yards here. So another big third and long for this Watkins defense. Chances for them to get off the field here. As this second quarter is almost halfway over, and still Granville yet to put any points on the board.
So third and 16 from the 34 for the Blue Aces. Trips to the near side. Talbot with Long in the gun. High snap. He's able to corral it. Looking over the middle for Kirby. It's almost intercepted, and it falls incomplete. Wow, that was close to another INT. And it's fourth down, and the Watkins defense holds once again. Garrett, what are we seeing here, my friend?
Well, you put him in an obvious passing situation here, and I think Long, you know, He's forcing it, I think, a little bit here tonight. He's forcing it. He's clearly, I think, frustrated. I think this whole offense is frustrated because, you know, they're coming off, you know, 44-0 win. Previous week they scored 71. They're averaging almost 50 points a game. They're used to having their way. And I think, you know, they're looking at Watkins tonight and they're like, all right, we can probably have our way again here tonight. It's just not the case.
Ricketts fumbles the punt, and this could turn things around real quick as the Blue Aces recover the muffed punt by Ricketts. So after holding them and forcing a 4th and 16, new life for the Blue Aces as they have a golden opportunity to get on the scoreboard here. They will mark it at the Warrior 27. Wow.
Yeah, that is that's huge right there for Granville, because it seemed like all the momentum in the world was going towards Watkins there, and then, you know, just a rare mistake that time from Ricketts, fumbles the punt return, and now Granville with a golden opportunity here. You got to turn this into a touchdown.
They were deep in Watkins territory in that first quarter, an interception. Long fates. Now he's going to be looking long. He's looking, and the pass for Talbot along the sideline is incomplete. So it'll be second down and 10 at the Warrior 27. So both teams with a turnover in this first half. 6:49, second quarter. Watkins 6, Granville nothing. But the Blue Aces with a golden opportunity after the punt fumble and recovery by Granville. Couple wideouts here to the near side, and Terriboo by his lonesome on the far side with Talbot in the backfield. And again, that play clock is down to 5. Long will get it off. He'll give it off to Talbot, and good surge ahead. Gets inside the 22, possibly the 21-yard line. I think 22. So call it a 3rd and 5.
Yeah, and that's been their most successful play call really all night. It's just up the middle run with Talbot. So you're able to set up now 3rd and 5 here, probably 4-down territory. I mean, I wouldn't hate to see another run up the middle here with Talbot again to see if you just can't pick up this 3rd down.
He will be on the right shoulder of Long. Almost jumped again were the Warriors, but they did get back. Here comes the play in. Long gets the snap. He's going to be looking across, and the catch is not made as it was behind Terriboo. So it is 4th down and 5. And you're convincing me. Yeah, let's run the football.
Well, here's the thing, right? You're trying to hook up the Long and Terriboo connection here in the red zone, but you're seeing something tonight that you're not going to see much all season long, is Terriboo's being locked up by Jaden Ricketts, right?
Yep.
Who's the you know, he's the stud on this team. You know, one of the best players in Ohio for 2026. Already, you know, has offers from, you know, Illinois, Ohio State, other D1 schools. So it's hard for him to get separation against that guy.
Fourth and five. Long to throw. Fires, and a nice catch by Culver inside the 15-yard line. That will be a first down. Good throw by Long. Only Culver was going to catch it, and he did, and the drive will remain going for the Blue Aces now in the red zone.
Yeah, that's a big fourth down conversion that time. Good throw, good catch that time by Long to Culver. And, yeah, now, you know, you got second life here, and, you know, To me, spare me with all the theatrics. I just try to run it here on first down, see what happens. You know, if you're able to pick up, you know, 4 or 5 yards, that's good enough for me. I just continue to just keep pounding in and just try to, you know, see if you can just run this one into the end zone.
Oh, and it's a bad snap. It goes through the wickets of Long. He is able to pick it up, but all the way back to the 30-yard line. So the second really bad snap, one was over his head, and that one went through the legs. Talk about theatrics, boy. And actually, I think they're going to mark that. Let's see where they do put it, right at the 30?
Yeah.
So 15-yard loss on that play. So now second down and 25 with 4:55 remaining second quarter.
Yeah, these bad snaps have been drive killers for Granville, and for it to happen here inside the red zone is especially bad.
From the 30, Long, good protection. Now he runs out of trouble, and he will only get back to the 30-yard line. Donovan Shepherd was able to just get enough of him. So it is third and 25 from the 30-yard line for Granville. After getting the muffed punt and then picking up a huge first down on fourth down, behind the sticks again here.
Yeah, this is, you have to see what happens here on third down, I think, before really considering a four-down try. I mean, it probably is four-down territory here.
Long to throw. Here comes a blitz. It is picked up, and he's got a man open in the end zone, but just a little bit too long. I think that was Terrible back there, and it falls incomplete. He had gotten behind his man, but the pass just led him a little bit too much. So now it is fourth and 25 from the 30, and Long comes over here to the sidelines. I think they are going to go for it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's probably... I mean, yeah, unless you can perfectly place a punt, it's just worth it to go for it here. Not really worth, 10 yards of field position flip.
Fourth and 25. Long, fake pitch, looking, fires over the middle. He's got a man open, but being short of the first down, they get to the 9-yard line. And it looks like that was Kirby who made the catch, and it was. We do have a injured Blue Ace on the field. We'll take a timeout as well. 3:51 remains, second quarter. It's 6-0 Watkins. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on K98.7.
Hi there, it's Haley from Mike's Roofing, and we're having a vinyl siding sale. Get the best prices of the year now. Call me at 740-763-2867, and I'll send out my Uncle Nicky to give you a free estimate. Then I'll send my dad and my brother over to complete the job. We use Pervious siding bought locally at MRV. You don't want to miss out. The vinyl siding sale, I'll be waiting for your call. 740-763-2867. And don't forget, we do roofs too.
Text mikesroofing.net.
Really, Dad?
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on K98.7.
So no damage done to Watkins after they muffed the punt. They are able to hold Granville on downs and will take over at the 10-yard line, leading 6-0 with 3:51 remaining in this second quarter. Drew Samsel, the quarterback, he will look to throw. And again, it's a low throw, and it falls incomplete. Second down. Let's pause for station identification. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254 CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Not sure why the clock is running here after the incomplete pass. Unless they were calling it a... No, it wouldn't have been a backwards pass. Right?
Who knows?
But the clock is running, and nobody's picked it up. Samsel on second down and 10. And I'm sure Watkins is fine with the clock running right now.
Yeah.
About a one-yard pickup there on second down. Coach Hinton might be looking to call a timeout. He's thinking about it, but he's going to let it run with 2:50 remaining. Yeah. Knowing if they stop them here, they're going to get great field position.
Right, yeah.
So it's second and nine. Check that, third and nine now. Even though the Sticks have it as third and 11, Hurricanes causing a lot of problems for a lot of people here. It's third and long. We'll just leave it at that. Samsel in the gun. He will roll to his right, looking for somebody. Still keeping it. Now he'll fire deep for Ricketts, who gets behind the defense, but it falls incomplete, and it will be a fourth down punting situation here for Watkins with plenty of time for the Granville offense to do something, down 6-0 as we are at 2:18 on the clock. But I really think about 40 seconds probably ran when it should have been stopped.
Well, yeah, I think so. Unless, like you said, they called it complete or backwards, but nobody caught it, so it is what it is, right?
And now Watkins will punt inside their red zone. Granville's returnees standing at about midfield, and we will have a flag on the play. And I think it's going to be procedure against Watkins, and it will be. Now, I'm just going to throw this out there because you know the mood I'm in tonight. Is it... I was about to say, do you just take a safety and not risk it and have your defense play, or you just say, let's just do it. We're up 6-0, and we'll see. Our defense has played great all night. We'll see what they can do again.
Yeah.
Because he's back on that end line.
I wouldn't... to give up a safety, I don't know.
Well, they're not going to, and the kick will bounce at the 35 and take a decent Watkins roll out to the 45-yard line. So good field position for Granville with 2:05 remaining second quarter, and it's 6-0 Watkins, and I would say it right now, the stunner of the evening so far.
Yeah, Watkins, it seemed like ever since they got that interception, they've kind of seized momentum of this game. Granville was, they're stopping Watkins on defense. They had a nice drive going, then they had that interception inside the red zone. And then Watkins was able to turn it into points and stop this Granville team. But really, Granville, I feel like, is kind of hurting themselves too a lot. Lots of bad snaps have kind of killed a lot of their drives.
On first and 10, here's Talbot. Gets across the 40 to the 38, 37-yard line on first down. And as Coach Garrett would say, there's no reason not to go crazy here. You've got two timeouts, plenty of time, run the football. Am I right on that, Coach?
Yeah. So right now, yeah. Once you get under a minute, you probably have to start playing some urgency, but yeah.
And quick pass to Culver. He'll make the catch. Should be enough for a first down, and it is right to the Sticks at the 35-yard line. And we're down to 90 seconds. First and 10 at the Warrior 35. Granville trailing 6-0. Lawn will roll. He's got some pressure. Does get away, and a nice catch by Terriboo right at about a yard shy of the first down there. And looks like Granville will call their second timeout of the first half with 1:18. Good throw by Lawn because he got hit as soon as he delivered that ball.
Yeah, I think that one kind of fell short, which may have benefited because Terriboo was able to come back to it, got to catch it in a place where only he was able to get it. But yeah, so far Granville doing a good job running the 2-minute drill here. You know, tempo and pace. They still got plenty of time. 1:18, one timeout to go. Yeah, I mean, run the football. I would probably save it for when you get closer to that goal line. I would prefer to try to, you know, pound it in here. But you know, these short load dinks and dumps, you know, these drag, these back routes have been working so far here for the Blue Aces on this drive.
So after the timeout, they will have it second down and 2 at the Warrior 25-yard line. Homecoming tonight here at Walter J. Hodges Stadium. Nice ceremony before this evening's kickoff. And the rain truly just did stop right when we were ready to go. Second and 2. Long gets the snap. He will throw. He is looking deep. He fires deep in the end zone. He's got a man, but knocked away at the last minute from Culver. Boy, Watkins has done that throughout this first half. You're thinking there's an opportunity for the Aces, and they come up with a huge play there, and it falls incomplete. It's 3rd and 2.
Yeah, that time, yeah, Culver did have a step on his man, but, you know, I believe that was Ricketts that broke it up. And when you're going against him, he's got such elite speed that the pass has to be, like, on the money or in stride. Because if you give him even a second to catch up, he's going to get there and be able to affect the play.
All about speed at that D1 level, isn't it? That's
yes,
why you
sir.
Get recruited. 3rd and 2. Lawn will keep it. And I think he struggled enough for the first down. Yep, he did. Couple times tonight they've needed 2 or 3 yards, and he's just gotten enough. And now they'll go a little bit quicker as we come up on 1 minute to play, 2nd quarter. 1st and 10. Granville, Long will roll right. He's got some pressure. Fires, and a catch made just shy of the 15-yard line. That's Jaeger with the catch. And officials stop play, and Granville uses their final timeout there with 57 seconds left.
I would maybe saved it, but yeah, because you only picked up about, you know, 5 yards. You could hurry your guys up to the line, run another play right there. Still only got 57 seconds left, but yeah, you still got plenty of time here to work with. I just continue to just, you know, take what Watkins is giving you here, right? You don't need to. If you're Beckett Long, it seems like he's kind of calmed down a little bit this drive. He's not forcing it as much, which is good. But the last thing you need in a situation like this, you know, is a sack, a turnover, or especially just another bad snap, which kind of would derail this whole drive.
And, you know, you look at little things in games, whatever sport you're talking about, but even when it was that 4th and long, just to get it down to the 10-yard line, just say if that's an incomplete pass and Watkins takes over at the 30, they may have a whole different offensive outlook.
Oh, yeah.
So it is little things that make a difference, and that really kind of set up this drive. Long to throw. He's looking in the middle. Fires, and it is intercepted and dropped in the end zone. Oh, my goodness. The Warriors read that perfectly, and they had a man in position to pick it off, and it just fell through the hands. I think that was Madison Scarcasian, but nevertheless, it's 3rd down and about 6.
Wow.
Oh, but he had it, Garrett.
I mean, I thought he did have it. I looked away, and then I didn't think he dropped it until he said he dropped it. But they've done that a couple times tonight, and Long's fortunate he only has 1 and not 2 or maybe 3 interceptions.
3rd and 6. Long, he's looking over the middle again. And is it caught? It is! For a touchdown! We cannot see who it is because they're on the ground. I think it's Terriboo. He is still down. But as I'm looking around, he's the only one I don't see up yet. And they are taking a look at me. It was a vicious hit, and he also went very hard to the ground. It is a touchdown with 45 seconds left. And I want to say it is Terrible because I do not see him with the other wide receivers and offensive staff. So we are tied at six with just 45 seconds to go. That was another pass that could have been easily intercepted.
Yeah, Beckett Long's not afraid to just try to fit it in those tight windows here tonight. And
now it looks like it's Culver. Yep, it is Jacob Culver, who looks like his shoulder might be banged up a little bit. He has his helmet off. He's walking over to the sidelines on his own power. But what a catch by Culver. And we are tied. So, boy, opportunities on both sides. But Watkins had a chance to intercept that in the end zone and run out the clock. We're not able to hold on. And on a third down, touchdown pass from Long to Culver. And we are tied at six. Bodie Shopes in to attempt the extra point and give Granville the lead for the first time this evening. Long will hold. Waiting for the snap. Here it comes. Low snap again, but Bodie drills it right through. They did rally on their final possession to take a 7-6 lead. Checking to see if Jacob Culver's out there warming up. I don't see him as of yet, but that doesn't mean he's not out there. And we'll see if he's able to go, because he did catch that touchdown pass, took a real solid shot to his shoulder, and we'll see if he is able to continue. But I'm sure Granville wants to get those horses up and running and take a 14-6 lead if possible. And for Watkins, you've been chomping at the bit to get that first victory all year. You are right there against one of the premier teams in Central Ohio.
Yeah, this would be a heck of a first win here for the Warriors if they were able to do this, beat Granville and do it on the road. That'd be huge for them. The game is definitely, it's right there for them. I mean, it's basically tied up. But yeah, Granville will be interesting to see if Culver is able to go here. He's been kind of the primary receiver here tonight. You know, Terrible's been kind of neutralized by Ricketts, because Ricketts has been, those two have been battling it out against one another, both on the offensive and defensive sides. They've been kind of canceling each other out, I'd say.
Yeah.
Terrible's done a good job on him, pretty good job on him defensively as well. So, yeah, Culver was kind of the next man up for Granville, and he's been able to take advantage. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, if he's not able to go, you know, someone else will have to, you know, step up in that receiving room and take over for them. But yeah, Granville gets the ball here to start. And, you know, like we say, in these close games, this first possession is going to tell us a lot. And, you know, just from what we've seen over the past couple of years, you know, Granville has played it close with teams till halftime, but it seems like in that third quarter, that's when they're able to really separate themselves, you know, go up 2, 3, 4 possessions. So will Watkins, you know, fall to that same fate, or will they, you know, try to, you know, keep it within a one-possession game or possibly even take the lead here?
And it's always different when you get to lead play. There's just always something about it. They always say you can throw the records out, things of that nature, but there is a lot of truth to it. I don't think there's really any thought that Granville was overlooking Watkins Memorial. It's just Watkins knows this program, knows this team, and they said it's our chance to have a second half of the season and make something happen. And they moved up to Division I, don't forget, this year. And in that region, you have 17 teams. Well, 16 get into the playoffs. So any bit of run here by Watkins, they're in the postseason play, and they know that. And it would, my gosh, the points they could get tonight if they pull off a victory, that probably would clinch it.
Yeah.
So, Watkins will kick things off. Granville goes right to left to start this third quarter. And we are underway. Quarter number 3-7-6. Granville leads it. And here's the return across the 20-25. And that's where the Blue Aces will start there. Still looking for Jacob Culver. If you see him before my eyes do, let me know. But I don't. I see Terrible out there. But at the moment, I do not, unless that's...
Am I? Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. This is always such
is
a guessing
right
game.
There? On the sideline with the wrap around his shoulder. You see him right here? Far left.
I do.
I can't see the number.
But that very well, I think that could be him. Yep, I'm going to say yes. So it looks like he is done for the night. First and 10, Granville from the 25. Here's a handoff to Talbot on the right side. This is his best run of the night across the 35. He will easily get a first down and get about 15 yards on that first down carry.
Yep, and I think that's going to be the game plan here, specifically on this first drive. Go back to what was working for him great, giving it to Talbot. You know, he hasn't hit that home run yet tonight, but it's been, you know, 5, 6, 7 yards a pop right there, about a 15-yard pickup, good enough for the first down. I just, you know, continue to wear down that Watkins front line, and then you will eventually, you know, break off the big one. And then if you do need to, you know, sub in somebody else to keep the load off Talbot, you know, I know they want to get Kirby involved too.
Lawn will keep it. He's at the 45. He's up to midfield, and that should be enough for another Blue Aces first down. So two big runs right off the bat, and we talked about it. You better watch out for Granville coming out to start the second half. Here they come.
Yeah, they got a little pep in their step here to start this third quarter. I'm sure, you know, a good halftime talk in the locker room. And then, like you
that
said,
was a politically correct statement. That was well done there.
And they were frustrated. You know, I think they're starting to take that frustration out now.
Talbot comes to the left side, and oh, was he nailed in the backfield all the way back to about the 46. See who was making that tackle for Watkins Memorial. Patrick Troyer met him head-on and gave him a 2-yard loss. And that's actually, I think, a better spot for Granville than really what happened there.
Yeah, may have a little bit of forward progress that time.
Well, there was nothing forward on that play.
Yeah.
Second down and 12. Long to throw, fires, catch made, and it's Terabu, breaks one tackle, and that's a huge missed tackle right there because Terabu now makes it third and very short.
Yeah, picking up about 3-4 yards after contact that time, so yeah, makes it now third and short, so they open up the 4-down opportunity here too, and then also you can elect to run it. You know, it's it seems like a read option or a quarterback keeps their go-to player in these third downs.
From the Watkins 43-yard line, and it's a handoff to Talbot, and he is able to lean forward enough for a first down. To the 40-yard line of the Warriors, it's a first down for Granville. So, again, getting it done on the ground. First down, Blue Aces at the Warrior 40. 9.5 remains, third quarter, 7-6. Granville leads Watkins. Kirby comes out to join Terabu here on the near side. Yeager is out wide right. First and 10, Granville. And again, they're playing fire with the play clock, down to 2, down to 1. And I think they're going to have to call a timeout, and they do. So just kind of taking their time on some of these plays coming in here. And 9:04 remains. We'll keep it right here. 7-6, Granville leads it. So the Warriors on their heels a little bit coming out of the break here. And again, line of scrimmage, Granville getting it done, opening up some holes, and Talbot and Lawn seeing that, and also a big throw by Lawn to Terabu to keep this drive going.
Yeah, they've been getting a little bit, you know, better flow going on their offense on this opening drive here. But yeah, Watkins is still, you know, making them earn, you know, each first down, each yard. And I feel like it's kind of a bend, don't break approach for Watkins defensively on this drive. And, you know, with the wind, you know, making it hard to convert field goals, you can play that bend, don't break style defense. It's really beneficial in times like this just because, you know, there won't be many field goal attempts. You're going to be forcing teams to try to get inside the end zone.
Wind picking up again. It has not let up at all in this game, but seems to have a little bit more oomph at the moment. First and 10, Granville, as we return to live action. Long will pitch it to Talbot. Makes one guy miss, gets inside the 40, and we'll get to about the 38. Just kind of steady Eddie with Theo Talbot right now. Hasn't really broken a big one, but usually finds a way to give positive yards, minus the one negative play here in the second half. He's usually able to push forward and get you something.
Yeah, going with the pitch. They've done that a couple times. They haven't had the greatest success, I feel like, running outside as opposed to inside. But, you know, I get it. You want to try to mix up your rushing looks here. You don't want to be, you know, too straightforward in a game that you're primarily running the football.
Second down and 8. Long will roll out. Looking deep. Fires and incomplete, looking for Kirby, who was double-teamed. And Beckett is screaming at, I don't know if it was Jack Yeager or Kirby, but he really was yelling something to either one of them. I don't think I'd yell at Kyle. I'm just making that statement right now. You better be pretty confident you're right if you're saying anything to him in a certain tone.
Well, he's got seniority on him.
Yes, he does.
So, you know.
And Kyle's got everything else on him. Third down and 8 from the Warrior 38-yard line. Trips here to the near side. Long gets the snap. Here comes the blitz. He eludes it. He's got some running room. He's at the 30, 20, 10, and it'll be a first and goal for the Blue Aces. Beckett Long saw the opportunity and took full advantage of it with his legs.
Yeah, and that time Watkins didn't keep a spy on Beckett Long, and Long, all receivers were to the left side of the field. The right side was left wide open. He was able to step up, evade the pressure, and then, yeah, huge pickup. Play just broke down, and he just used his legs to extend it. Good job that time, too, by not trying to force a throw, you know, maybe that we saw earlier in the game.
28 yards on that run. Here's Talbot on the left side, and will get hit hard after about a 4-yard pickup and make it second and goal from the 5.
Yeah, and I think you don't got to be too fancy here. You know, you got, I'd say, 3 plays to get this in the end zone, 3 plays to get 5 yards. You know, just run it up the middle here, I'd say, with Talbot or Long or read option, whatever you want to do. I just continue to, you know, ground and pound here unless they hit you for a loss here on second and goal.
Which is where they're at the 5. Talbot on the right of Long. He will look to keep it. Good blocking up front. And it's a touchdown for the Blue Aces from 5 yards out. Beckett Long, following his line, gets into the house for a touchdown and extends Granville's lead to 13-6.
Yep, keeping it simple. Does the quarterback keep that time with Long? He's able to power forward, get in for the touchdown. Just a nice drive, too, that time by the Blue Aces. Kind of what we were talking about, what we were expecting for them to do. It wasn't a huge, you know, dominant drive. Watkins made him earn it. It took a good amount of time off the clock. It was a grit and grind drive. Had to pick up a couple third downs, but they did get in the end zone.
Showed on for the extra point. Check on the way. It is up. And it is good. 7.5 to go, third quarter. 14-6, Granville leads it. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on K98.7.
Hey, this is Chris from KSEP's Auto Body. With our company, you'll probably see our logo attached to a lot of sporting events or community functions and things like that. And the purpose for that is KSEP's really believes in community involvement. We can't do this on our own. We are really relying on having a good, strong community, both in Granville and Johnstown. It's super important to us. It's part of our core values. And that was instilled at an early age. We've always done that. KSEP's Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-seps.com.
KSEP's, quality you can trust.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in, like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at LashleyTractor.com.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by KSEP's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on K98.7.
10 plays, 75 yards, capped off by a 5-yard touchdown run by Beckett Lawn, and the extra point good. 14-6, Granville extends their lead over Watkins Memorial as Bodie Shodes gets ready to kick it away. And it's another pooch kick, and it'll be fielded at the 39-yard line. Let's pause for station identification. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on K98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, K98.7.
Walter J. Hodges Stadium is where we're at, Granville High School. And the Blue Aces on homecoming leading Watkins Memorial 14-6, LCL Buckeye play. Granville coming in 5-0, Watkins 0-5. But the Warriors trying to hang on here and potentially getting an upset, but they need to get something going on their first drive offensively in this third quarter, and it does not start well with a run to the left side for no gain.
Yeah, that was a big inconsistency they had in the first half, was running the football. On some drives, they were able to do it. Other drives, it was basically non-existent. So, you know, if they want to, you know, somehow win this football game, no matter how good they were at throwing the football, they need to establish some sort of running attack, even if it is, you know, picking up just 2-3 yards a carry.
No gain on first down, second down and 10. Drew Samsel, the quarterback, back to throw. Now he'll scramble and will be able to get out of bounds after about a 5-yard, 6-yard pickup, and it'll be third down. And see, they're actually going to mark him out at the 44, so it will be 5 yards, third and 5.
Yeah, nice job by Samsel. Seems like he's gotten more comfortable, too, as this game's gone along. You know, when the play breaks down, he's able to use his legs, pick up a few extra yards on the ground that way, so that makes this a little bit more of a manageable third down for this Warriors team here. But a big third down on this opening drive here for Watkins after they just gave up the touchdown.
Samsel will keep it and get the first down and more. 50, 45, and 40, and a good pickup for the Warriors. I was about to say, you really can't go three and out here, and they don't, as they go all the way to Granville's 40 on third and 5.
Yeah, now it's a read option, and they hit, you know, it would have been a touchdown, but it got called back for the holding call back in the first half. Samsel's pretty good at running that read option. I, you know, try to throw that in the playbook a little bit more here in the second half, because it seems like each and every time you run it, it's been probably your best running play you've run so far here tonight.
From Granville's 40, it's first and 10. And here's the handoff to Tolliver. He makes a couple of nice moves and gets down to the 34. So we haven't talked about it yet, so let's talk about it now. Gerald Banks, who we both really liked last year, transfers to Pickerington Central before the start of the year. I believe it was the Licking Valley game where we just said, keep giving him the ball. So kind of heard before game tonight, maybe some bad blood on him leaving and things of that nature, but got to think that's been a big loss for them to start the season, because he was at least a guy when he got into the open four, you were not going to get him.
Right, yeah, he was someone that jumped out to you, right? And I think, you know, paired him with, you know, a guy like Ricketts too, you know, having two guys with that elite speed would be really, I mean, yeah, obviously having two playmakers like that on offense would definitely elevate this Watkins team. But, yeah, I mean, no matter, you know, who you are, losing a player like that from what we just saw with the eye test, that's just elite speed, and that's just something you can't teach. You can't teach speed. So, yeah, losing him, I think, you know, has definitely affected this team.
Well, they do get another running first down on that second down play all the way to the Granville 27. This is easily their best drive. They did have the 40-yard touchdown pass, but from a drive perspective, this is looking very good as we are at 5:50 third quarter, 14-6, Granville leads Watkins. Samsel back to throw. He's got some pressure, rolls right, now fires, and a tough catch, but made to the 20-yard line. There's a lot of juice on that ball, but making the catch was to Cody York, his first catch of the night, marked just outside the 20.
So second and four for Watkins.
Yeah, this is a good response by this Watkins offense after giving up the touchdown. You know, this is the kind of the bending point of the game where Granville usually tends to break their opponents, but Watkins isn't going down now without fight.
Second down and pass over the middle. There was a lot of traffic there looking for York again, but that really had no chance getting through all those hands. So incomplete, and it's a big third down here.
Yeah, probably four down territory,
yeah,
I'd say. So you got two plays here to pick up this first down so far here tonight. Watkins, 2 for 6 on third downs. They did convert one earlier in this drive, but, yeah, I mean, this is the moment, key moment in the game here where Watkins can either try to keep this one close or, you know, giving it back to Granville for them to start to pull away.
Third and four. And Samsel will keep it, and he will be close. Officials run in quickly. Let's see where they mark it. Maybe a little bit short. They will stop. Don't tell me we're going to have a second measurement.
I was going to say we might.
Clock will start back up. And it will be fourth and short. Fourth and about a yard. And the Watkins offense will come over to the sideline to get this play call in. 4.5 remains third quarter. Granville up 14-6. Watkins driving. They're at the 17 of the Blue Aces. It is fourth and about one. Samson will go under center, and Watkins has said, hold the phone, let's talk about it a little bit more, because keep playing the game right here. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to talk about it a little bit more. They looked like they were lining up with Samsel going under center and full house backfield. Let's see if they still do that.
Tush push type play probably here. Just you need, I mean, half a yard. It's probably the safest play because, you know, handing it off outside out of the backfield hasn't been a recipe for success for them tonight. You know,
yeah,
they've been hit multiple times and for loss in the backfield. So I'd probably just, it seems like when Samsel keeps it himself, that's when they have the best success. So they just did kind of run that read option with Samsel on third down to put him in this fourth and short situation. But yeah, I'd say, you know, let's just QB sneak it. Let's just get that push. Let's just get this half yard. But yeah, huge play here. Huge conversion, because you get the sense, you know, both these offenses are starting to figure it out. And it's going to be a huge momentum swing one way or the other, depending on the outcome of this play.
So after the timeout, fourth and one. 4:19 left. Having some technical difficulties with the scoreboard, and some folks want to make sure we can all hear them. Just being honest. Getting a little testy here in the old press box. And they're also talking to the officials as well to let them know. So
the extended timeout?
I guess so. Well, we've all had some power issues today due to the hurricane. Yeah. I can attest to that. So can my back lifting the garage door when the power's out. I digress. So, yeah, they are going to talk to the officials. And because it does not give right now the scoreboard down in distance, but we do know it is fourth and short here. So this will peel things back a little bit. Again, Jacob Culver, who scored the touchdown for Granville in the first half, was injured on that play and is out of the second half. And now the referees are talking a little bit more with Josh Duvall, the athletic director here at Granville.
There are two timeouts remaining for each team at this time.
And I'm wondering, do you go with Samsel here, or maybe JoJo Tolliver, who's broken a few tackles? I'm just, you know, physicality up front, I give the edge to Granville. So I just, I wonder what the play call will be here. Because this is a good, it's a little bit less than a yard, but you're going to have to do a good solid push. And that Granville defensive front is pretty hard to move.
Yeah, and I was thinking too, I mean, if you want to be a little creative here, right, I mean, you might as well. You could do like a wildcat look here with Ricketts back there and just see him take the direct snap in case, you know, the line does collapse and you do need somebody who can, you know, avoid a tackle or make a play or maybe just, you know, shoot in just real quick because you need about, you only need half a yard here, right? You just, I would say either do that or just, you know, like kind of what they're doing here, full house, just QB sneak right up the middle of Samsel.
Let's see what happens. Fourth and short, Samsel under center. And it's a handoff to Tolliver, and he gets the first down. Good push by the left side. And the drive will continue for Watkins. Well executed by the Warriors right there.
Yep. Got what they needed there on the big fourth down conversion. And, yeah, now it's just up to this this offense to finish this drive now and try to put up 6 points and maybe even hopefully try to tie this football game.
So Tolliver gets the first down. Ball will be at the 15. First and 10 there for Watkins, trailing 14-6 with 3:55 in this third quarter. Samsel back to the gun. He'll hand it off to Tolliver. Tolliver, couple nice moves, gets a couple of yards there. Kirby hounding him as he always does, but a 2 yard pickup, second down and 8. They may have found something in Tolliver here.
Yeah, it does seem like, you know, they've been able to run the ball with a little bit more consistency on this opening drive here in the second half. I still think they're probably going to have to throw it eventually if they do want to, you know, get this one in the end zone, though.
Second down and 8 with 3:15 remaining. Play clock down to 10. So we will have a couple wideouts and a receiver in the slot on the far side. Now he comes in motion. That's Apel. Samsel looking that way. He will fire and pass. Good coverage that time by the Blue Aces. Goes incomplete. So it's third down and 8. And this is a tough play call for where you are at on the field, being Granville's 15-yard line.
Yeah, I mean,
this tough play call right here.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you're looking for the end zone, looking for a first down here, but, I mean, for me, I'd still be playing this like you got 4 downs to pick up this first.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be opposed to just maybe just running it here and see what we can get.
Well, Samson will throw. He's pressured. Now eludes one guy, but nobody is open. And now he just throws it in the back of the end zone, and a man is wide open. And I believe it is a touchdown. And it is. And there's going to be a flag on the play. It'll be unsportsmanlike against Watkins. So when they have to go for 2, they will push it back that much farther. Oh, my goodness. The touchdown will count. But then the receiver threw the ball up in the air. And unsportsmanlike against Watkins. That may force them to have to get the extra point, Garrett.
Yeah, it probably will. I mean,
it's a 2-point score right now, so, you know, a field goal could still win it for you, but let's see what they decide to do. So it's 14-12. Samsel just threw that one up, and I honestly could not see who it was in the back of the end zone, and my apologies, but the receiver was just by his lonesome. It looked like Samsel was just going out of bounds.
Yeah.
But he threw it up there. You make a play, and it works. And it's 14-12 with 2:47 left. Now, they have not. Are they going to decide to take the penalty on the kickoff? Let's see what we're doing here. There's a lot of confusion. And I wouldn't know why you wouldn't go for 2.
Right.
So let's see here. Well, the ball is still at the 2-yard line, so the penalty is going to be on the kickoff, which surprises me.
Well, Watkins gets a bit of a break. So, yeah, chance to tie it up.
Boy, can they capitalize here. So going for two to tie this up. It's a full house backfield behind Samsel. 14-12 Watkins. Samsel fates it. He will roll left, and he will easily get into the zone to tie this ball game up. I tell you what, folks, that is a drive and a half by Watkins after falling behind 14-6. A team that has not won a game all season long comes here to Granville and just marches down the field and ties this game up 14-all. Garrett Wando, I know you're surprised.
Yeah, I am. Especially, I mean, it was both of those third down conversions, I mean, they were huge, and they were just both incredible plays by Watkins. And, yeah, I mean, after Granville drove down the field on their opening drive, they forced a couple third downs. I'm like, you get that sense. You're like, all right, you know, this is what Granville usually does here in the third quarter. But Watkins is just hanging in there. They're taking all these blows. They're making big plays. And, I mean, yeah, it seems like it's going to come down to the wire here. And then, too, with how both these two teams are playing, I mean, both these teams just touched the ball one time in the third quarter, and we only have 2:47 remaining. So possessions are going to be at a premium here, too, for both these teams going forward. So each possession really going to count. I'd say probably only two, three at the most for both of these teams possession-wise going forward rest of the way. So,
well, I thought Coach Hinton was going to blow a gasket right there because they were moving the unsportsmanlike as against it was against Granville when we're marching it into their territory. They did realize, and they will push it back to the 25-yard line, but it was almost, as Coach Franks was last week, just about ready to lose it. But they do. So, but this is a huge penalty. I mean, Granville's offense got it going last possession, and now you're going to give them a short field after this kick. I understand the jubilance and the excitement, but you got to reel it in.
Yeah.
So Watkins will be kicking it off from their 25. We are tied at 14. 2:47 remains third quarter. Here's the kick, and it will be fielded at the 25-yard line. That is Yeager. He's got a hole, and he will take it up across Granville's 45 to about the 47. So half the field to work for the Blue Aces. And now another flag comes in, and I think this one's going to be on Granville.
That's what it looks like. Oh, it seems to be sideline.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like it's going to be sideline, right? We've seen that signal before.
We have. And that'll be a mystery until the end of time.
So I think it's just a warning first time around, and then it's a 15-yard or second time. So sideline warning for Granville, so they're all right for now. But, they'll be set with good field position. And to me, the recipe for success is there. I mean, it's a primarily heavy rush attack here. Can mix in some short to medium passes here and there. But primarily going to be running the football here for the Blue Aces. That's what works for them.
Talbot will get it in the backfield. Gets one tackle missed and will get back to about the line of scrimmage. And that's it. So even with that sideline warning, Granville losing a little composure right now?
Well,
or just frustrated because they didn't think they'd be in a tie ballgame at this point.
I think it's both. You know, you get a sense the stadium's a little uneasy.
Yeah.
You know, the players, the sidelines, a little uneasy. It's been quite some time since a regular season game has been this close for the Blue Aces.
They've won 10 straight here, 20 of their last 22. Second down and 9. Long to throw. Good protection. Fires deep over the middle for Yeager. Knocked away. Good coverage once again for Watkins. And that is Maddox Skoshazin, I think. We'll go with it. But I think he's the one that also had the potential interception as well. But he's played good coverage back there. So it's 3rd and 9.
Yeah, big third down coming up for the Blue Aces. They're 7-for-12 on third downs here tonight. This is a big one here. I mean,
yep.
It seems like the momentum is on Watkins' side right now, so the Blue Aces need to try to make a play.
Third and nine. Here comes a blitz. It is picked up. Long in trouble. He eludes one man. Now fires. He's got wide open, but dropped. Dropped at the 20-yard line. It was an opportunity for a house call for Granville, but it was dropped at about the 20-yard line. Casey Ricardo, and it's fourth down. Oh, my goodness. He was wide open.
That was a touchdown.
Yep.
That was a touchdown, and, I mean, we've seen plays like that happen against for Watkins, you know, the dropped interceptions, and now we've seen it for Granville. So both of these teams are just making some uncharacteristic mistakes.
Pooch kick by Long on fourth down, and it goes nowhere. And it is picked up and taken into Granville territory, and that ends up being about a 10-yard punt with an 8-yard return, and Watkins has the ball at 50. So I think you can definitely say old man momentum has switched. They will be right at midfield with a minute 37 to play in this third quarter and tied at 14.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say the momentum is on the Warriors' side here. They got the ball at midfield.
And you just see the pep in their step right now.
Yeah, I mean, they are, they're feeling it. I mean, rightfully so. They are, they're playing. I mean, they're going toe-to-toe right now with Granville. So,
officials timeout. Might have an equipment issue with Ricketts. And if you're watching, do you want to get that fixed right now? You don't want him missing more than one play. So first and 10, Watkins at the 50-yard line. What a game we have for you tonight on Kate 98.7. 14-14. Here's the handoff to Tolliver. And back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. And now it's getting a little physical. This fourth quarter coming up is going to be a doozy, I have a feeling, folks. No gain, second and 10.
Yeah. As Granville defense needs to try to rise up, make a stop. The defense, I mean, Granville's defense has not allowed more than 14 points all season long, and that's what Watkins has right now, so they're being put to the test here.
Second and 10 from the midfield stripe. Under a minute, third quarter. Samsel to throw. Scrambling, a lot of pressure. Now he roots one man, goes to his left, gets one block. Now looking deep down the field for April, and it's too far, incomplete, and it'll bring up third down. So Samsel did a good job avoiding what would have been a huge sack way back in Watkins territory.
Yeah, he's done a good job avoiding the pressure a lot tonight. And he does another good job there, but wasn't able to complete that pass. But it's a chance, too, for Granville to try to, you know, right the ship a little bit here. Three and out after a bad offensive possession and then a terrible punt, just special teams execution just a few plays ago.
Third and 10. Samsel to throw. Pressure. Again, running for his life. Nowhere to go. And Dylan Lane says, not this time are you escaping. Takes him back all the way to the 30-yard line. A 20-yard sack.
Yeah, that's a way to get some momentum back right there, is a 20-yard sack. So not only they get Watkins off the field, they are able to flip the field a little bit here. Is that might be it for the third quarter. Watkins won't have to punt.
I think it will be. We will head to quarter number four. 14-14 will be our score. Watkins Memorial and Granville. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
I don't know how I'm going to get this project finished. Wrenches keep breaking, the lawnmower just cut my extension cords, and I could really use a skid steer loader.
Go to the ER.
What are you talking about, honey? Go to the ER.
Go to the ER.
Go to the ER? But I'm not hurt, just frustrated.
Not the emergency room. Go to ER. Weekend Warrior Equipment Rental for all the tools and help you need. Equipment and pricing listed at WWERohio.com or stop in at Weekend Warrior Equipment Rental in Thornville.
Coaches often explain a loss by saying their players fail to protect the quarterback.
What is that?
Protecting your assets is important in life as it is in football.
I'm Brett Boyer from Boyer Insurance, and our team is here to provide the coverage for your life's fumbles. So if your zone gets flooded or an employee injures their backfield, you can recover. Stay on the ball with the help of our team at Boyer Insurance in Zanesville and Coshocton and online at BoyerINS.com.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on K98.7.
Well, we start the fourth quarter here in Granville. The Blue Aces and the Warriors of Watkins Memorial tied at 14. And Watkins will be punting it away from their 30-yard line on this fourth down after a 20-yard sack by Dylan Lane. Here's the snap. Kick on the way. End over end. Bounces straight up and then takes a Watkins bounce to just inside Granville's 30-yard line. So kind of not bad field position for Watkins defensively after that 20-yard sack. So Granville will start at the 30. Updating just a couple of scores. Johnstown rolling over Heath right now, 42-13. And Northridge leads Newark Catholic, 36-20. Yes, I'm looking forward to next week. Just letting you know. We'll have the Johnnies and the Vikings here on our Game of the Week at the brand new Northridge Stadium. Pre-game 6:45, kickoff at 7 p.m. That'll be a battle for first in the LCL Cardinal. And right now in this LCL Buckeye tilt, an unbeaten and a winless team are tied at 14. Granville, first and 10. They're the unbeaten one at their 30. Here's the handoff to Talbot, and he will get across the 35 to about the 38-yard line. Good pickup of 8 on first and 10.
Yeah, this is where you need to just execute on where you've wore down or you've hoped to wore down this Watkins defense all night long, run the football primarily here. And, you know, you're hoping to break a big one in a situation like this. But, yeah, don't need to do anything fancy. You know, just old-fashioned ground-and-pound football. Do what you did on your opening drive here in the second half. Just run the football. Don't need to do anything fancy. And, of course, you know, situation arises. You can't throw it. But second and short, no need for me. I don't think no need to throw it.
And Beckett will keep it at the quarterback position. 40, midfield, one man to beat, but he can't get by him. But it's still a huge pickup inside Watkins territory to the 44-yard line, first and 10 Aces.
Holding.
Oh, bring it back.
Yep.
Well, let's give you some credit. You said in the opening, this type of night with weather and stuff, it's prime for a potential upset. You nailed it, my friend. You nailed it.
Yeah, I guess. I wasn't expecting this one. I think we're talking about...
I was trying to throw you a bone here.
No, but yeah, I mean, yeah, this... It is that upset weather, you know. I feel like...
And Granville's just off kilter for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And I want to give credit to Watkins for a majority of it. I just think they had an excellent game plan defensively coming in. So second down now, and here's the inside handoff to Talbot. Breaks a couple of tackles. 40, midfield, back into Watkins territory, and just about the same spot that Beckett was on his run, and a huge pickup that time for Talbot all the way to the Warrior 40. Second and long becomes first and 10.
Yeah, and there you go. There was the big one. Not quite for a touchdown, but, you know, 20-plus yard carry that time for Talbot, able to break a few tackles, get a nice hole. There you go. I mean, just continue to build off that momentum, you know. And then for me, if I was Granville, I'd be trying to, you know, play some tempo and pace here. Keep Watkins on their heels here. Just keep running it down their throat.
And Long will keep it on the right side, 40, 35, and will be just shy of a first down outside the 30-yard line. So a little up-tempo working right now for the Blue Aces.
Yep, and they're just having, I mean, it's simple. They're just, you know, running it with either Long or Talbot here, and it's been working. So, I mean, yeah, to me, it's a no-brainer. Continue to run until Watkins forces you to throw it.
Coming up on 10 minutes, third quarter, tied at 14. Granville on the move.
at the Warrior 31. Second and one. Long will throw this time. He is looking deep, and it is caught by Kirby. House call. Blue Aces. Lulling into sleep with the run. And Kirby, they've been trying all night for that pass across the middle. They hit pay dirt with it in the fourth quarter, and it's Granville up 20-14.
Yeah, I was going to say, they've been trying that play all night long with Kirby, and they're finally able to hit it in a critical situation that time and able to take the lead.
Bodie Schoed on for the extra point to put Granville back up by 7. Long is the holder. Here's the snap, kick on the way, and he drills it. 10 minutes to go, fourth quarter. It's 21-14 Granville. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on K98.7.
At Husqvarna, we want you to enjoy cutting the grass, and that's why we build easy-to-operate residential zero-turn mowers. Husqvarna Zero Turns provide superior performance and maneuverability, are comfortable to drive, and easy to maintain. They feature powerful engines, durable cutting decks, rugged frames and casters, and ergonomic controls. Everything you need to make the mowing more enjoyable. Learn more about Husqvarna Zero Turn mowers at Wright Brothers Power or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
Dutch's Convenience Stores are your one stop for food made fresh daily. The coldest drinks, freshly brewed coffee, and all the snacks you crave. Plus, join Crown Card Rewards to save 10 cents on every gallon of gas. Then earn rewards every time you fuel up or shop at any Dutch's location. To join or to learn more, visit any Dutch's location or online at mydutchess.com. Dutch's is your locally owned and operated hometown convenience store.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lickie Memorial Health Systems on K98.7.
Schoed this time will kick it off, and it will go into the end zone for a touchback. So, that drive started at about the 50 because of the situation after the touchdown, and a 31-yard touchdown pass from Beckett Long to Kyle Kirby. Point after good, 21-14. Watkins now has its work cut out for them, trailing again by 7.
Yeah, this is, hey, when you play a team like Granville, you can't expect it to be easy, right? They're not going to go down without a fight. Watkins knows that. So they're going to have to respond here on offense.
First and 10 from the 20, and it's an inside handoff, and the push will go to about the 25-yard line. And was the ball taken away? No signal from the officials. They've gone into the end zone, and they are saying touchdown. So it's a scoop and score for the Blue Aces. Checking to see who it was. Was it Bodie Schoed?
I don't know.
We'll have to get in here. We'll check in a minute.
I think the official. I'm seeing if the official is still talking about it, but.
But it was a scoop and score, and I mean they waited for forever to signal. It was along the far sideline, and it definitely appears to be a fumble. And just like that, in the blink of an eye, a 14-14 game is about to be potentially 28-14. Looks like Granville's deciding what they want to do here. But the ball, it was a kind of a mosh pit over there of just 5 or 6 people. And then the next thing you know, Granville's in the end zone for a score.
Yeah, I wasn't even really sure what happened. And I don't think the officials were either. Because, they waited a while, and they're like, oh, ball's on the ground, and Granville hasn't in the end zone. So.
And Coach Hinton, again, is letting the officials know it. He is really fired up. So we will Now just look and see if it's going to be an extra point attempt here for Shodes. With 9:27 to go, fourth quarter. Snap down, kick on the way, and it is perfect by Bodie Shodes. So, in two plays, it's 28-14 Granville. Tell you what, why don't you, can you just go down there and ask who they think got the fumble while I recap what just took place. So, after the kickoff, it was Watkins having the ball at the 20-yard line and on a handoff to the right side. An apparent fumble was a scoop and score for Granville. So this game that was just tied at 14 by the Warriors. Then Granville gets the ball on an offense possession, takes it down for a 31-yard touchdown pass. And we have a scoop and score by...
Cash Thomas.
Cash Thomas. Well, we got to do something with that. I guess he was money on that play.
Yes, sir.
Well, defensively, we've talked about Watkins all night, but Granville comes up with a defensive play to make this a two-score game and put them up by 14 with 9:27 to go.
Yeah, now the pressure's really on Watkins now.
Oh, big time.
I mean, yeah, this is a not only a must-score drive, but they got to try to do this in reasonable time, too, because 9:27 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Kicked by Shodes. Will be fielded at the 5. It's Apel. He's at the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45 midfield. There he goes. Still on his feet at the 40. Cuts back inside. Here comes a late flag way behind the play. Apel takes it all the way to the 30. This flag was extremely late and way behind the play. It's going to be against Watkins. Can almost guarantee it, and it is. And it might be a legit call, I don't know, but wow, was that really behind the play.
You sound like somebody I know.
I better stop commenting right now. They really are going to have to put that disclaimer on before we go any further. I mean, I don't know. What do you think? I mean, if it's a penalty, it's a penalty, but...
Yeah.
I don't know how that could have been.
Something, I guess, from his angle over here. Must have.
Yeah, and it has been this side where they've been really late, hasn't it?
Yeah, on this, yeah. Home side.
Wow, what a huge swing. Apel had it all the way down to the 30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they would have been prime time to score a touchdown there. Instead, yeah, it's all the way back to their own 35. So, I mean, they still got decent field position, but it could have been a lot better.
So Watkins states over at their 35, trailing 28-14. Samson with the throw. Fires and almost intercepted. He was looking for Apel there, but led him a little too long, and Terrible was right there, but it does fall incomplete, second down and 10.
Yeah, it's going to be important here for Watkins to, you know, try to level the playing field, try to level the storm here, because, you know, you were just in it, you know, it was just a one-possession game. Then you have the lost fumble, goes for 6 against you. And then you think you have the kickoff return. It gets called back. So a lot of just unfortunate events back to back to back. But you're still in this football game. You don't want to force anything here. You don't want to press too hard in a situation like this.
Hand off to Tolliver. And he will get about 3 yards. So again, we went into this fourth quarter tied at 14. And the Granville offense and the Granville defense both scoring to make it a 28-14 lead with 8:50. Fourth quarter, it'll be third down and 7 for Watkins at their 38-yard line. Trips come out here to the near side.
Yeah, probably no question. I'd say it's probably four down territory at this point.
Samsel will roll to the near side. Looking for somebody. He's going to go long for Ricketts, who does break free, but the pass led him a little bit too long. But he does have good separation when he gets the opportunity from the defensive backfield, but that pass led him a little bit too much. It's fourth down.
Yeah, he had a few steps on his defender, just passed a little too far out in front of him. So we'll see what Watkins does here. I'd say if you're serious about winning this game, you probably go for it here. I mean, 8:25 left to go. Granville's going to be trying to bleed the clock. You're going to need two scores at least to force this one into at least an overtime opportunity. So, looks like offense does stay out there.
And they will. Fourth down and seven. Sam's on the gun to throw. Looking, fires over the middle and dropped. Dropped by York in midfield, and here come the flags. They may call personal foul on Granville. This drive may continue.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be.
So I don't know if it was... Could we be looking at targeting?
It's unnecessary roughness or targeting. So looks like they both got...
Both players are still down.
Yeah, both players, neither one fared well after that one. So it will be, Watkins will get catch a bit of a break there, but yeah. Looks like some lights just went out.
Yes, some lights on the home side of the stadium just went out.
In
the middle?
Yeah.
So we have lost some lights here. And it is a personal foul against Granville, so it'll be automatic first down. The players are getting up. It was York for Watkins and the money man. Cash Thomas. And they're both able to go out under their own power. However, now... we've got an issue with some power. So we've got two light posts still working, I guess, on the far side and maybe one over here. Scoreboard still working.
They shine the scoreboard extra bright, you know? They've got the power.
I'm assuming it's going to be bright enough on the field. I mean, the refs are still going through the motions.
Yeah, I mean, you'd hate to delay or anything with 8:18 left unless it's really bad. But looking up here, it's playable. It's playable. I mean, I personally would maybe want a little bit extra light. You may lose the ball up in the air a little bit, but it's playable, I'd say. You know, you have to maybe bring some cars out on the field, you know, shine the lights, but... I think we're all right.
It's bright enough basically between the 30s. It's from the 30 to the 30 midfield. That's where it's the most dark. And coaches are out there talking with the officials. It's been a wacky night. It has been one of those evenings. So I think we're going to continue. But honestly, I don't know. I honestly don't know. Athletic directors out there. Garrett should have paid the electric bill.
You're the one that power went out today. Your house is taking up too much power.
With everything left on, it's very... I may have quite the power surge when I get back.
Yeah, you got power. They need to just cut your power and direct it here.
Now,
so let's it.
Now you're going to the extreme. Let's not go crazy here. Looks like the director is Josh is checking with somebody. So I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and take a timeout. We are at 8:18, fourth quarter, 28-14. Granville leads it. Hopefully, we'll have some information for you when we come back. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on K98.7.
Turn your trash into a win with Win Waste Innovations. With Win Waste Innovations as your trash and recycling provider, your garbage will be handled locally, reliably, and sustainably at every step. Building on the legacy of Waste Away and Adkins Disposal, our team in Heath delivers custom waste solutions for homes and businesses across Central Ohio, all backed by 7-day-a-week customer service. Visit win-waste.com or call 1-866-WIN-WASTE.
Hi, this is Chris from KSEP's Auto Body. With our company, you'll probably see our logo attached to a lot of sporting events or community functions and things like that. And the purpose for that is KSEP's really believes in community involvement. We can't do this on our own. We are really relying on having a good, strong community, both in Granville and Johnstown. It's super important to us. It's part of our core values. And that was instilled at an early age. We've always done that. KSEP's Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-seps.com.
KSEP's, quality you can trust.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by KSEP's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on Kate 98.7.
We're back at Granville. The portion of the stadium lights have gone out, and we are discussing on the field what will be next. We are at 8:18, fourth quarter. 28-14, Granville leads it. We just had a fourth down conversion fall by the wayside by Watkins, but a penalty on Granville, a personal foul, will keep the drive alive when we resume play. It was 6-0 Watkins late in the second quarter, and then Granville scored right before half, making it 7-6. Granville, first possession of the third quarter, took it in on a touchdown by Beckett Lawn, making it 14-6. Watkins responded with their best drive of the night and got a two-point conversion from Drew Samsel, tied it at 14. Granville responds in the fourth quarter on a 31-yard touchdown pass from Beckett Lawn to Kyle Kirby. Then a scoop and score by Cash Thomas for Granville on the following first offensive play by Watkins made it 28-14. And that is where we're at. And still just a lot of conversation going on the field at this moment. So we'll update you on some other LCL scores. And finals in the Buckeye, Mount Vernon gets their second straight victory. The Jackets over Zanesville, 37-0. Licking Valley moves to 5-1 as they defeat Licking Heights in a good one, 28-22. But the Panthers get a good win on the road for Coach Boffman and his group. LCL Cardinal Utica, now 2-4. They defeat Lakewood 44-0. Johnstown rolls over Heath 42-13 to move to 5-1. And Northridge takes care of Newark Catholic 42-20. And so a victory for the Vikings as they move forward. So 4-2 Northridge, 5-1 Johnstown. Next week right here on Kate 98.7 as our high school football game of the week. And Newark falls on the road to Canal Winchester this evening, 31-7. And if you want to know the other OCC Buckeye scores, Taze Valley 5-1. They knock off Groveport 21-14. Pitt Central over Lancaster 42-7. And Reynoldsburg defeats Logan 26-13. The longer we wait here, the longer I get worried we're setting up for a delay. Yeah. Not that we already haven't had a delay.
Well, yeah.
And you know what else I need to check while we're waiting here? The big sports score of the evening. Let's see if I can get it here while we wait. This could be monumental. Of course, it doesn't seem to be coming up at the moment. Here we go. Looks like it is a final. Congratulations to the Chicago White Sox, the worst team in Major League Baseball history. 4-1, Detroit beats them. So that bunch that they call Major League franchise in Chicago, now 39-121. How do you do that with million-dollar baseball players?
It's hard. It's hard to do.
But they did it.
They did it, yeah.
Do you know their run differential going in tonight was 3-11? That's like...
It's just demoralizing.
I mean, yeah. I enjoy it. I enjoy it being a Guardians fan to see us up by 53.5 games over there.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
But they had won 3 in a row.
Well, it's not enough. Well, I think it's a little too late, you know, for that. So.
Yep.
So
they... Sounds like they told... Okay, here we go.
They're going to reset them? They're going to reset them. Yep. And, well, one way or the other, they're going to come to a conclusion here, because if they don't turn on, then...
That would pretty much do it.
I think we're going to call it, and then hopefully they do turn on.
I think right? Your comment about enough lighting would definitely then go by the wayside at that point. So, yeah, they're going to turn off all the lights, and hopefully they'll come back on.
Looks like a, what Super Bowl was it? Ravens 49ers back in 2013.
Oh, in the Superdome, yeah.
After the lights went out.
That's right. And a lot of people think that changed the momentum of that game.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll see. It's a little late now. I believe that happened, like, what, early in the third quarter, I think?
I think so, yeah.
Baltimore was up by a huge, I feel like, what, like 14, 17 or something?
They had control of the game, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They had full control, and then... And then, yeah, once they, it was like a long, like, what, I don't know, 45 minutes to an hour while they were resetting right. All the lights. And then, yeah, San Francisco came out and almost won it, so.
That's right.
I'm sure.
The Hardball Bowl.
Yeah.
For sure. All right, so they have now shut the lights off, and we'll wait for them to warm up and start back on. And actually, the wind has died down. There's no rain. It actually has become a very comfortable evening.
Yeah.
Now, if we just got lights, we'd be good to go.
Yeah. You would think, yeah, if the lights were going to go out, it was going to be during when we had high winds and stuff. Once the wind and stuff died down, that's when it happened. But we got 30% chance coming of rain in about 10 minutes. So we thought maybe this one would be over by then, but...
Not quite.
Maybe when the lights come on, that's when the rain will start back up.
All right, it's 28-14. They haven't started to warm up, it doesn't look like yet. So I guess we could talk Buckeyes-Spartans tomorrow night.
Yeah.
First night game for Ohio State this year, I believe.
First road game, too. So it'll be, I think, yeah, this will be their toughest test so far this year.
I think so. Sparty... losing a heartbreaker at Boston College to Bill O'Brien and the Eagles. They seem to have control of that game and just let Boston College hang around, and then get a road victory. So they're back home, and it will be a good test for Ohio State, and we'll see how they handle the competition moving forward. So, well, the band can play in the dark. That's impressive.
All right, we have
one light coming on. I don't know what kind of omen that is.
We got
they're
warming up here.
They're warming up.
At least that one is. Hopefully the rest too. Those ones were on, right?
Yes, they were.
The ones on our side, the home side, that weren't on. So maybe.
Well, Ethan says we can take another break. What do you think?
Yeah, that's fine.
Let's take one.
Talking about the lights.
We are in a delay right here in Granville. Fourth quarter, 8:18 remains. They are trying to set the lights back up so we can finish this contest. It's Granville up by 14, 28-14, as you're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
It's Caitlin with Elliott Heating and Cooling. We're proud to serve Licking County and the surrounding areas. We offer free consultations for new equipment, and we service all makes and models of existing equipment. We're a premier Armstrong Air dealer, offering a 10-year parts and labor warranty on all Armstrong Air installations. Call in to ask about our 10-10-10, 10-year parts warranty, 10-year labor warranty, and an option for 10-year financing. Check out our website at ElliottHeating.com. At Elliott Heating and Cooling, we're proud to serve our community.
Hi, this is Adam Reed with the Licking County Veteran Service Commission. Did you serve in the U.S. military? If so, please contact our office. We can provide information and assist you with filing for local, state, and federal veterans benefits, including compensation, non-service-related disability pensions, surviving spouse benefits, health care enrollment, education, emergency financial assistance, and much more. Call 740-670-5430 to schedule an appointment. We are located at 935 Buckeye Avenue in Newark.
Back to High School Football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on Kate 98.7.
The lights are charging back up. We're not sure if the ones that went out before all this are working yet. There are at least three conversations going on the field between head coaches, athletic directors, and the officials.
Yeah, I mean,
we have a cart at midfield, which means we're not close to getting started yet. Players are still out there, which is good.
Yeah, trying to stay loose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta, I think, well, the conversation, I mean, I don't know what the whole, with the safety and regulations, how much light is needed and whatnot, but, yeah, I mean, if both coaches agree this is enough, with 8:18 left in the fourth, I just, you know, if they're both like, all right, we can see, let's go, right?
So Coach Hinton just had a talk with one of the officials who's now going over to talk to the head linesman. Now, you're better at this than I am. It looks like it's a little brighter in the middle of the field.
It's
so maybe
weird.
It is working?
It's weird. Yeah, I think. Okay, so the lights that we can see, it looks like less bulbs are lit. But
yes.
It's brighter.
Yeah.
So maybe some lights on our side are working, but now the lights on that side aren't working.
Because it's darker towards both end zones. At least the north end it is.
Yeah. But it does, yeah, it does look brighter than like when initially we lost some power. So, yeah, I don't know what they need to do to play, but I mean, it looks good to me.
I think it's doable at the moment, but that just could be an old man wanting to move on from this. I don't know. It's 28-14 Granville, and still multiple conversations going on out there. And it's too bad because it's been a heck of a football game.
Mm-hmm.
Really has been a good football game. Two teams playing hard, dealing with adversity on both sides. Again, opportunities for both to try to take a stranglehold of this game, but just not able to do so. Now, Granville might have just been able to do it now with the two scores here in the fourth quarter. But, and you wonder, that penalty after April returned the kickoff to the 30, how that might have changed some things here. But they're pulling the players for Granville. Coach Hinton's asking them to come over, maybe just to not be on the field. But no, I think they're going to have some type of conversation here. What it could be, I don't know. Theo Talbot's just trying to stay stretched out at the 35, so that's, I'm just looking for signs. Somebody say something.
I'm just waiting for the carts move. That's where I'm looking.
Still at midfield.
As long as the carts out there.
Well, and you've got an official. I don't know if he's talking to somebody. He's leaned over. Maybe he was just stretching. I don't know.
Yeah, St. Louis. We got some more lights powering up, I see, on the...
I just don't know on this side. I don't... It's still,
let's just cut it in half,
it's
right?
Still dim. Yeah, we'll do a little arena football.
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, well, we're already on the this half of the field here. We after the penalty, as long as they don't take any loss. So.
Well, I don't think I've ever seen so many conversations on a football field than what we're seeing right now. Just so many different ones. So, we talked about computer points. Let's just say Granville, either we finish this or they hold on to win. Licking Heights losing tonight, they fall to 2-4. Granville then would play at Licking Valley, Division 3, 5-1. Then you've got Zanesville, winless and 6, Mount Vernon, 2-4. So, fifth in the region right now, and the other part of that is Marion Franklin 1-5, Clear Fork a down year 1-4,
mm-hmm.
Washington Courthouse 0-6, Johnstown 5-1. The problem with the win against Johnstown, they're a Division 5 team. So Granville, Division 3, not getting a lot of computer points. So you talked about it. There's no room for error for the Blue Aces, and you still wonder, could they get a top four seed and get two playoff home games? I think it's going to be pretty tough. I think they're going to finish. They are fifth right now. I think they're going to finish in the fifth or eighth range.
Yeah, they're going to. I mean, you got to hope. Yeah, I mean, you that win against Valley will be big, and then Valley, you're hoping Valley will finish 8-2, but. I mean, yeah, there's really not much that they can do
in
their control. I mean, they can win out. That's all that they can do. But they have to just hope maybe some teams ahead of them drop a game or two so that they're able to just kind of slide in there. Because, yeah, they don't really have any, like, they're only, I'd say, yeah, like, really tough game left would be Licking Valley.
I cannot hear what he's saying, unfortunately.
I can't either.
Now, because Watkins looked like they were either heading to the end zone to keep warming up or heading off the field. So, okay, they're going to do some stretching. So this means we should be getting ready to resume play.
Right.
And Granville will be going down to stretch in their side of the field also. So I think we're a few minutes away from resuming this. So, what else would you do but pause for station identification? You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on K98.7.
Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. VERSOVA.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Licking Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
That's Pat McGowan and Ron, Ohio.
And we're back at Granville, both teams stretching out as we continue to wait for the lights to charge back up.
It's time to level up with the pros.
It still looks, now it's it looks about what it was before they tried. What do you think?
Tried, like what, to reset?
Yeah. I mean, maybe it is a tad brighter, but.
Oh, yeah, I'd say it's brighter.
Not where it should be.
Well, yeah, there's clearly some lights out still, so. But it's brighter than what it was when I initially went out.
So they're just probably making the decision. Are we going to go forward? Which, again, if the players are stretching out, we are. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't get in trouble. Let's do the station ID. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle, back here at Granville. We are in a delay here in the fourth quarter as we try to get the lights bright enough to finish this game. 8:18 remains fourth quarter. Granville leads at 28-14 over Watkins Memorial. As both teams continue to warm up, all the officials have the conversations. A golf cart remains at midfield. And we sit and we wait. As do several others here with us. I really don't know what else to say at this point. It just looks like everybody's getting ready to go.
Right.
But there still must be... Somebody's made the decision. It's still not bright enough.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, yeah, it looks good to me.
And, you know, some people would say, well, Watkins just say you played hard. But 8 minutes to go, anything's possible.
Right, especially,
I don't want to give up the ship.
Well, that's the thing, too. Like, maybe if they didn't get that fourth down, right?
Yeah.
I'd be more understanding. But they
did.
They got it. Right?
Yeah.
It's going to be first and 10 for Watkins, you know, whenever we do decide to resume. So I think that's what, you know, is making it harder, too, to say for Watkins, be like, all right, let's just take the loss. But no, like, we still have a chance. Like, they come out at 2, if they come out score in a minute or two, bang, you know, it's a football game.
Yeah.
So,
And they do have a half a field. It's very possible. Make it a 28-21 score with 5 minutes or so many seconds left. You've got a shot.
Yep.
Players just trying to stay loose. This has got to be real tough on them. I mean, you've played 3.5 quarters.
Right. It's,
and
you're so close, really, for it to be done.
Yeah.
I think we're looking like we're...
Well, the golf cart is being moved.
Get some personnel out there for
yep.
Grandale, and the golf cart is...
Leaving. So that's good. Players are coming out on the field.
Here we go. Rejoice.
So we will resume play at the Grandale 47-yard line. I guess I should have kept a clock on how long that delay was, but...
Well...
I want to say it was at least 40 minutes, wouldn't you?
40 minutes, you think?
Well, that's how my body feels at the moment.
So, all right, I'm going to say when Ethan let us know he could do another break, that was 9:49, and I'll say the lights went out 5 minutes before then. So.
Oh, I'd say 10 minutes before.
What'd you say, 40 minutes?
We're back to live action. First and 10, Watkins at the Granville 47. Samsel. He is looking long, and it's going for April, but out of bounds. So does this benefit defense or offense with this type of delay? I'm going to lean towards defense.
It benefits defense?
I think so. Because the offense, you want to be in a rhythm. You want to, and
I mean,
that rhythm's gone.
Well, I'd say normally it would benefit offense, or normally it'd benefit defense, but when it's this late in the game, I think it benefits more offense because the defense is already like worn down and wore out, and then you're just there for 40 minutes, right? Sitting there.
Exactly.
So you're just kind of like, I don't know how to explain it. You know, you're just done. I don't know. You just kind of feel like you're done.
Second down and 10, and I think I'm going to be proven right as that pass falls incomplete, and it'll be third down and 10. I just feel like, and you're right, I think both of our points are valid because the defense has been hanging there a long time. You've got to get rejuvenated. But I just think for the offense, I think your coach would even tell you the first part of practices usually aren't that good because you've got to get into the flow. And Watkins really hasn't been in a flow offensively except for that one great drive in the third quarter. Third and 10. Samsel rolling out, and we've got a false start against Watkins. But guys, these flags got to be coming out a lot quicker. That play was already 2 seconds in motion.
Yeah.
So it's now third and 15, and it'll go down the other side of the 50 to the 48-yard line. And make it third and 15. 8:05, fourth quarter. Granville 28, Watkins 14. Game was tied at 14 entering the fourth, and the Blue Aces have scored offensively and defensively. Third and 15, Samson in trouble, eludes one man, and he is looking for April. And, oh, it was just off his hands at the 10-yard line. Made a great effort to go get it, but it was also knocked away by Granville's Luke Bossy. And it's fourth and 15, and just like they did before on fourth down, I'm sure the Warriors will go for it here with 7:55 to go in the contest.
Yeah, nice throw, just a little bit underthrown that time. Yeah, trying to find April, who was who he hooked up with earlier in that first half for that deep touchdown pass. Just unable to get it that time. So, yeah, probably could possibly be the game right here, this fourth down play here for Watkins, because if Granville gets it back, you're just going to be thinking they're just going to be trying to run this clock out as quickly as they can.
Fourth and 15. Here comes the blitz. Kirby coming in hard, and he will just throw it away. Probably could be grounding, but on fourth down, it'll be a turnover on downs. And you know who has been really kept out of this second half is Mr. Ricketts.
Mm-hmm.
Not even close to seeing the football.
Well, yeah, Granville's done a really good job of just taking him out of the game. And really, for the most part, I mean, he hasn't been... they've taken shots for him. Like, Samsel's looked for him deep a lot this game. But he hasn't really, you know, had a signature, you know, big, deep catch. They've hooked up with him, you know, a little bit on some screens and whatnot. They try to get him involved, you know, jet touch pass and whatnot, but Granville's done a good job of kind of honing in on him and kind of locking him down on the defense side of the football.
So on the turnover of downs, Granville will get it at Watkins' 48-yard line, up first and 10. Long at quarterback, hands it off to Talbot along the right side. Good push, and will get inside the 40 to about the 36. Easily a first down for Granville. That might have just sapped all the energy out of the Warriors on that possession.
Yeah, I think that the long delay combined with then just going four and out and turning it over, it's energy's probably at an all-time low. Yeah, it's at everybody's level up here in this press box. We're all, even the coaches over there, they're just kind of like, all right. The delay kind of just takes that umph out.
It really does.
You know, especially
does.
When it happens so late, you know, like this game, we felt like this game's coming to a close, and then it happens at a point like that.
And we've got a flag. False start against Granville. I think it's going to be tough for both teams to get back into any type of sense here.
Yeah.
So it'll be first and 15 for Granville. Up 28-14.
Flag on the field.
It'll be under 7 minutes by the time they run a play here.
Yeah, Granville, no rush. They're chewing clock, not only because, yeah, they want to get out of here with a win, they just want to get out of here, right? So...
Well, and they will say this is a hard-fought victory, and it really was. We've praised Watkins tonight, but deservedly so.
They
did not play like an 0-5 team.
No, this is the best. This is the best probably I've seen Granville get played in the regular season in at least 2 years.
Talbot is hit right at the line of scrimmage and will be thrown backwards. So little to no gain there. So let's look ahead. Let's look ahead to Granville and Valley in a couple of weeks, which they'll both be probably unbeaten for that battle. And it'll be at Randy Boffman Stadium. And again, I would think Granville would be favored for that, but we saw them last year. That game was a stalemate at halftime before Granville ran away with it, and I think we're both really impressed with the speed Valley has shown, and I think it might be the quickest team Granville has seen this year. As Beckett Long carries on first and 15, breaks two tackles, gets inside the 30, 25, and down to about the 20-yard line. But I think for Valley, that was a good win on the road tonight with Licking Heights, and they're not intimidated by Granville by any stretch.
No, and I think, you know, even though Granville didn't play their best tonight, this is a game that's going to help them prepare, you know, not only for Valley, but, you know, just their postseason too. You know, getting a little bit of adversity here in the regular season when they weren't expecting to, and then, too, weather, as the weeks prolonged weather can become more and more likely a factor as the season goes along. So, yeah, that's definitely going to be a good game. I can see it, you know, kind of being, I agree with you. I think Granville will be favored, and I agree with that in that game. It would just kind of have to be, you know, what version of those teams decide to show up, right? If a Granville team like this shows up at Valley, then, you know, they probably won't come out with a win. But if we saw a Granville team like we saw weeks 1-4, then I'm probably going to lean towards Granville on that one.
First down pickup and then a hands-to-the-face personal foul against Watkins will give the Blue Aces golden opportunity here to put more points on the board, as they will mark it inside the 10-yard line down to the 6, it looks like. First and goal there. And here's the thing again about Beckett Long. Not really throwing the ball well tonight, but still has 2 touchdown passes. Mm-hmm. And said, okay, let me do it with my leg. And he was very solid tonight until Talbot started getting going. But again, he's a multi threat performer, and if one isn't working or you take one away, he's still got the other.
Yeah, he's a dual threat type of guy, and yeah, if you need him to just quarterback keep it, run it, you know, carry the game with his legs, we saw here tonight, he can do that. And that's what we saw too at the earlier part of his career last season before he wasn't as confident throwing the football. Is he's really confident as a runner. They can win games. It may not be as pretty like what we saw tonight with him just primarily running the football, but they're more capable of doing it.
First and goal. Theo Talbot gets the handoff and gets back to the line of scrimmage at the 7. It'll be second and goal there. 4 minutes to play, fourth quarter. Granville up 28-14. Looking to get their 11th straight victory here at home at Walter J. Hodges Stadium. And remain unbeaten in 2024. And as it's been the case a few times tonight, the hard count gets Watkins offside, so they'll move it half the distance and have it still second and goal, but a little bit closer for the... No, I checked that. It's not against Watkins. They're going to call it against Granville, which does not make you-know-who very happy once again tonight. He's had many a conversation with the officials. I think they're going to call it illegal moving of the football, basically. But they're going to push it back now from the 7 to the 12. Maybe they're saying the center moved it.
Yeah.
Clock will start back up with 3:40.
Second ball with the Aces.
I think you're absolutely right. They just want to get out of here.
Yeah, I think at this point, game's kind of at hand, and yeah, both these teams are just content with leaving.
Long will pitch at Talbot on the right side, a couple of good blocks, and good though pursuit by Watkins right there. Very minimal gain, just getting back inside the 10. We'll have it as third and goal at the 8-yard line. Seeing where they officially spot it. Third and goal from the 8.
8-yard line.
Clock stops as Talbot was knocked out of bounds. On waiting for the play to come in. And Granville will go to the line here. Late substitution coming in here for Watkins. Down to 3 seconds on the play clock. Long will look to keep it. Breaks one tackle, but not the second or third. And then he's ambushed by a bunch of Warriors. And that'll bring up fourth and goal. And Watkins will call a timeout. With 3:12 remaining, fourth quarter. Timeout Watkins, 28-14. Granville does lead this one. So again, the teams that will be 1-0 after week one of the Buckeye. The Blue Aces right here, the Licking Valley Panthers, and the new addition to the LCL Buckeye, the Mount Vernon Yellow Jackets, also now 1-0. And in the LCL Cardinal, we talked about Johnstown and Northridge, and Utica also unbeaten after one game.
Yeah, and speaking of Mount Vernon, that's who Watkins takes on next week. And, you know, very good opportunity for them to pick up their first win of the season. Like we said, this the second half of the season, much easier schedule for them than the first half. And a good opportunity for them to, you know, possibly win out or, you know, win three out of these last four. And, you know, with what they did tonight, you know, we saw what this team's capable of. I mean, they were capable of beating Granville here tonight. I mean, that first half, if they picked off another pass or two, we could be looking at a completely different ball game. So they have the players, they have the athletes. And I think, you know, even though they're probably going to lose this game, they have a lot to feel good about, you know, leaving the field here tonight. You know, even though, you know, heading in to week 7, 0-6, have some good things to take away from this game.
Bodie Shope with a 24-yard field goal attempt, and he drills it right through. So his field goal attempt is good, and that makes Granville's lead now 31-14 with 3:08 remaining in this contest. And we have talked about Newark falling tonight to Canal Winchester 31-7. Eerily similar, maybe not the same type of score, but right there, had the lead early, 7-0, as they did on the road at Groveport, where they even led 13-7, and then it just seems to snowball when they're on the road, and they fell to Canal tonight, 31-14. So they fall to 4-2, and 1-2 in the OCC Buckeyes. So still right in front of them of a potential winning record and a potential home game if they can turn the tide. They've got Pitt Central next, though, on the road. That's going to be tough. Yeah. Taze Valley at home, Reynoldsburg on the road, and Lancaster at home. So these two games are tough, but then the next three, the potential is there for the Cats.
Yeah, I think, yeah, they... they'll definitely have, you know, tough next 2 weeks here, but yeah, they could. I think at least going 5-5 is extremely realistic for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, and then even 6-4, from what they've been doing, I mean, that is just an incredible turnaround.
When you lose an all Ohio quarterback to do that, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And the kickoff will go into the end zone for a touchback, so Watkins will start at the 20-yard line. And you talk about all-Ohio quarterbacks or all-league quarterbacks. We've seen them here in Granville, and they just bring up another one. I mean, Beckett Long, he's going to be all-league. There's no question about it. And he'll get, you know, I think he's at Division III level, at worst second-team all-Ohio. But yeah. I think he's got great numbers to be first-team. Again, what he's able to do, running, throwing, and just leading this ball club. Like we talked about, a couple times, he was getting on his players, and they follow this guy. There's no question about it.
Yeah, part of being a good quarterback is you got to have that leadership, right? And, yeah, he has that, you know. Yeah, he was screaming at Kirby earlier in the game. Yeah, you got to hold yourself. You got to hold your teammates responsible and accountable. You know, especially, you know, when the games are getting close and whatnot. So, that, you know, everyone looks towards the quarterback on offense, you know, when times get tough. How's our quarterback going to respond, you know? And, yeah, he responded here tonight in the second half. They were able to pull away. You know, and this is being able to handle the first adversity that they've faced so far this season.
And not create burner accounts.
Right. There you go. That's,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you can't have that.
No.
It's a red flag.
Well, you can in certain places and not be held accountable, apparently, but I think we'll see. I think we'll see Jameis a little bit more. I'm just going to throw that out there. I think we'll see Jameis just a little bit more.
Yeah, might be for the best.
Might? 2 minutes to go. It is third down and 10 for Watkins, trailing 31-14. Samsel back inside his 10, fires and short for his retained receiver, so it'll be fourth down and 10.
15.
So Watkins again, probably a ridiculous statement, but they're one of the best 0-6 teams in the state. I think they will be able to turn it around. I think you're right. They'll turn it around next week at Mount Vernon. They've got Zanesville left, and then arch rival game with Licking Heights, which we'll have for you on K98.7. That'll be a big one. Heights losing tonight to Valley in a close one. They've lost by 6 points to Valley and by a point to Buckeye Valley. Punt is taken by Terriboo, and he gets it across midfield, breaks two tackles, and is down at the 49 with 1:43 to go. So this should probably be the final possession of this evening's contest. So Granville, 17 points in the fourth quarter to pull away from Watkins with a 31-14 lead. Touchdown throws to Jacob Culver and Kyle Kirby. Touchdown run by Beckett Long. Pick six by the money man, Cash. And a field goal by Bodie Shodes. The 31 points, touchdowns. Drew Samsel had a couple throws tonight for the scores for Watkins. Here's the handoff to Talbot, who is keep going strong, but it looked like his knee was down back at the Granville 49. So a loss of two as we come up on 90 seconds to go.
Loss of a yard of the play. Second 11 for the Blue Aces from their 49-yard line.
So Coach Hinton in his first year at Granville remains unbeaten. Several stops along the way. Marion Harding, Zane Trace, Wellston. It's been in his family's DNA. Uncle Ron Hinton and Amanda Clear Creek with a couple of state titles. Got to know him well in the late 90s. Good man. Very good man at Amanda. And we are in victory formation for Granville. They'll kneel down with 50 seconds to go. Have to do it one more time, and then that should wrap it up. So the Blue Aces continue to be unbeaten. Just a well-run program at the moment. Just don't see a lot of weaknesses. Good depth. Team's always in good shape. They just know how to win. And they do it once again tonight here at Walter J. Hodges. Homecoming is a victorious one for the Blue Aces. They defeat Watkins Memorial 31-14. We'll wrap this up after our final timeout. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on K98.7.
B&K Drive-Thru in Somerset is the place to go for fuel. Premium snacks like Hunt Brothers Pizza, subs and appetizers, and cold drinks. And you can treat your four-legged friends, too. They carry Primo, Showtime, Sunglow, and Performance Feeds. They also stock Diamond Dog Food. And if that weren't enough, they're your neighborhood Marathon gas station. When it's time to feed your crew or fuel your vehicle, stop by B&K Drive-Thru, 403 East Main Street in Somerset, and follow them on Facebook.
When you need cardiovascular care, you want an integrated team collaborating on your treatment from your first office visit to your final rehab session. At Knox Community Hospital, our cardiovascular experts offer decades of experience in heart attack treatments, coronary and carotid stents, angioplasties, aneurysm repairs, pacemakers, heart failure, and more. Want comprehensive cardiovascular care? At Knox Community Hospital, we don't miss a beat.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on K98.7.
Well, we had it all tonight, that's for sure. Wind, rain, scoreboard outage, power outage, but we made it through, and so did Granville, as they defeat Watkins by a final of 31-14 this evening. It was a tight one, 7-6 at halftime, 14-14 headed into the fourth quarter, but Granville finds a way, and they remain unbeaten, Garrett.
Yeah, this was definitely a test for them so far this year, toughest matchup that they faced. Maybe not record-wise, but just on the field, they struggled. You know, Watkins had pretty good control and had pretty good momentum for most of that first half, and Granville made some mistakes. Well, a couple interceptions were dropped in this one, which could have flipped this outcome even more. But, you know, come second half, it happened a little bit later. But beginning of the fourth quarter, Granville, you know, was able to go down the field, could put a touchdown on the board. And then a play later, a scoop and score. And then, yeah, just in a blink of an eye, bang. It kind of takes the wind out of your sails. And then the whole light outage, 40-minute delay, I feel like kind of just took the wind out of everyone's sails, but especially Watkins. They just did not look the same after that delay. So good win for Granville. First time they faced some adversity. Obviously, they didn't play their best game. There's a lot to, you know, clean up from this. But for Watkins, you know, you got to give Watkins credit. They came in, like you said, they're really prepared. They knew what plays Granville was going to run. That's how they were able to, you know, get almost all those interceptions. They just played a really good game. And, this is a very good winless football team. And they have a good chance, I think, to, yeah, possibly win out the rest of the way going forward if they put up more performances like they did tonight.
They'll make some noise, no question about it. So, Granville improves to 6-0. Watkins falls to 0-6 as the Blue Aces are victorious 31-14. Monday, Licton County Locker Room Show live from Ship Brothers Brewing at 6:30. We'll be highlighting the Northridge Vikings football team. And we'll keep that tune moving to Friday night when Northridge plays host to Johnstown. Arch rivals, battle of 62, battle for first place in the LCL Cardinal. I'm trying to hype it up as much as possible, but those two teams are not having me to do it for them because they're playing good football. Johnstown 5-1, Northridge 4-2. It should be a dandy at the new Viking Stadium up there in the northern part of the county. Pre-game 6:45, live kickoff at 7 p.m. Thanks again to Ethan back to the studio, hanging tough, not falling asleep when it would have been easy to do on a night like tonight. Appreciate your work. For Garrett Wandle, this is Brian Mays. Thanks so much for listening. Again, your final score, Granville 31, Watkins Memorial 14. Have a great rest of your Friday and weekend, everybody. You've been listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This has been High School Football on Kate 98.7. Tonight's game was brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Lincoln Memorial Health Systems, Kaseps Auto Body and Service Center, Lashley Tractor Sales, Mike's Roofing, and Wind Waste Innovations.